Blog Talk Radio.
The iconic House of Revlon has been presented in national scandals many times, but has always prevailed. So tonight, it's your turn to make a scandal of your own. Saturday, October 11th in Richmond, Virginia, the iconic House of Revlon bring you a national scandal. Your mini grants include $500 for Butch Queen realness, $500 for drag realness, $500 for Femme Queen realness, $500 for Femme Queen sex siren, $500 for Butch Queen sex siren, $500 for legendary Butch Queen face, $500 for realness with a twist, $500 for legendary performance, $500 for best dress, $500 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $600 for Butch Queen Runway, $750 for legendary runway, $900 for Femme Queen versus drag performance, and $1,000 for Femme Queen face in honor of Mother Danielle Revlon. All categories are cash, and I mean all categories. And as a bonus, the house with the most cash at the end of the evening walks away with an additional $2,000 grand prize and an 8-foot trophy. Again, that's the House of Revlon bringing you a national scandal. Saturday, October 11th in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentator, the Scandalicious Duo. Admission, $30 all night, and doors open at 11:45 p.m. Tables, 200. For more information, contact the iconic Father Tony Revlon or visit Facebook's event page dated October 11th. The iconic House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Introducing the overall father of the House of Prodigy, the iconic Rodney Prodigy, better known as Overall Father Cocktail. With the remix.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Tins of Chops, your number one ballroom radio show for information, ballroom, and other things. Just stay tuned for tonight's show, where we will be discussing a few balls, upcoming balls, football games, all type of stuff. We're going to bring on the rest of our cast. Who we have on the line?
I bring to you the legendary one, icon bound, directing mother, Kelly, capital M-I-Z-R-A-H-I, Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the motherfucking time. How is everybody out there doing? Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, girls? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
I missed you last week. I'm sorry.
Yes, I was gagging that you wasn't on the show last week.
When I tell you, I was so full and I fell asleep. I woke up like 2-something in the morning.
But Switchboard, bring on the rest of the cast and let's get this madness started.
You'd be nervous too if you waiting on your test results to come back from the free clinic. But I ain't one to gossip, so you ain't heard that from me.
It's a party, it's a party, when it's red or blue, when it's a mock, when it's a real
well, Marcus. Hey.
What's going on, Marcus?
What's going on, Rodney?
What's going on? Honey, where's Miss Clark intro? Let's bring Miss Clark on.
She says she's...
You're making my life real difficult right now. You keep on saying what I can and I cannot do. Well, I'm back. Miss Thomas, speak.
I ain't had no daddy around when I was growing up. That's why I'm wild and I don't give a hug. Y'all think cause these jeans fit, I'll give it up. Let my cute face fool ya. I ain't had no daddy around when I was growing up. That's why I'm wild and I don't give a hug. Y'all think cause these jeans fit, I'll give it up.
Oh, Miss Clark, what is she doing?
What did you say she said, Marcus?
She said she'd be back shortly.
Oh, yes. Well, I love all of y'all intros.
Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
Y'all intros really got me over here jamming and tooling and, you know, and feeling like, you know, the bitchy cunts from the motherfucking block, Miss Day.
Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
Oh, I'm feeling, hey. I'm feeling really like sometimes.
Oh, Laura. Laura's here.
Laura.
What's going on, Laura?
Hey, Marcus and Rodney. Hey, Kelly.
I'm not using you, Miss A.
Why are you not using me, Miss Lavelle?
I made my grand appearance last week, Miss A, and you was not around for my appearance.
You heard what I called you, right?
Yes. But you know,
how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, highly favored and blessed, you know, doing my time, you know, and stuff, and, you know.
Girl, I know you lost 10 pounds.
The things that I was supposed to be doing, you know, doing my time and, you know, and things of that nature, you know, the girls put up the interview statement after I made my subliminal statement that I, you know, made last week, Miss Thing. I guess it hit the girls at home, Miss Thing, when I made my subliminal statement. So they had to, you know, make a statement and add my name in it, but I was just being subliminal. I never said anybody's name. But
the West Coast Diva is here.
You
the
said
West
what?
Diva. The West
hey
Coast
now,
Diva Nietzsche is here.
Hey,
hi.
Nietzsche.
I ain't had no daddy around when I was growing up.
What's going on, Nietzsche?
I'm just here. I'm just chilling, you know, and things of that nature, you know. And,
yeah.
Until since, you know, the girl said my name, and I just made a subliminal statement, but the girl said my name in the status to Miss Lawrence, I don't have more than a 10
Was
minute
it the girls or your girlfriend?
I have more than a 10-minute phone call, faggot, and I am doing something better with my time and rehabilitating myself, and I'm glad after all these years of you being a faggot that you want to go back to school and get an education now after you pop, dipped, and spins off the floor for years. But on other notes, Rodney, what are we going to talk about?
Well, there's a few laws going on. I don't know if Marcus anybody got any details on those laws.
Oh, but you know, I forget. We're definitely going to talk about those balls. But I was speaking to my hitter. And my hitter, you know, my hitter gives me all the tea and keeps me informed of everything. And my hitter told me that Anthony Revlon is now Anthony 007. He has left the House of Revlon, and he's out of a house again. Anthony, why did you leave the House of Revlon right before Grand March next month? But the girl said there might not be a Grand March because something happened with Gateland and the things and stuff, Miss Thing. And,
okay.
And, yes.
Well, I got while we're on that topic, you might as well go ahead and get that out of the way. So give me a couple of seconds, and then switchboard, get ready to cue my breaking news segment. Take it.
Oh, because you know the girl, you know my hitter hit me up and gave me, they was filling my cup, Miss Tag, honey. So,
can somebody mute my microphone, please, while this is going on?
Honey.
Can I get my disclaimer, please, real quick, to everyone listening? Any comments that are coming from Michi has no reflection to the House of Ebony. I'm speaking from solely myself and how I feel about anything. So guarantee you, honey, if you have any problems or questions or concerns, please address me personally. I have an inbox.
Y'all know, bitch, I came last week, bitch, to make it hot. I'm coming this week to make it hot, bitch, and I ain't biting my motherfucking tongue. Because who going to check me, boo? The COs?
Yes.
Yeah, they can't check me, mistake, because I ain't out of place. I ain't being ruly, honey. Okay, what's up? So, Robbie got breaking news. Can we get to breaking news?
Go on and tell him it's postponed, Robbie.
Well, I don't know what's going on with Switchboard. Switchboard Mussie took a break. So, Ronnie, what is your breaking news? Did they get a new venue yet?
Rodney had to click over, Kelly.
Kelly, I think you have a call.
You have a call? Lawrence must be on the phone. You spilled the tea before he even called in. What does she want to say? What does she want to say to
Hold
me?
Hold please.
Well, I didn't get an answer. They'll call me back when they see the that I called.
Oh yeah, they'll call you back. Yeah, because the girls told me that the video that I sold to True TV, Miss Thane, and got my $3,200 for was sent to Skateland, Miss Thane, and Skateland nailed and voided the contract, Miss Thane. And then I said to the girls, I said, well, why the girls didn't just go use the flea market? Because the flea market was a place that we went to for the awards ball. It was over. It was done. It was no altercation or anything. The girls did the aftermath and everything was over. So why they just didn't go there? They said that the Revlon didn't see the flea market and stuff of that nature. So, you know.
Okay, well, that's all cute, but what you had to say about me?
I said, you know, they repeat everything. You know, your subliminal messages, you know, and everything that you know, your message that you put up and everything.
I don't subliminal message you. I said
something subliminal, and it must be hit home because you put up a status.
Yeah, so what's the tea? I heard you
what's
were talking shit about me. Who's doing subliminal? Maybe you already
doing,
locked up.
I was just making a general statement, and I guess that general statement
really?
That I made last week, it must be pushed a nerve with you because you came up and you put up a status on your Facebook, so I guess it must be hit a nerve with you.
Yeah, I read the pure D shit out of you because I
you could never you could never read the pure D shit out of me.
No,
let me tell you something. The difference between me and you, Lawrence, you was locked up in three different counties, Lawrence. Every motherfucking county you was locked in. Listen, whatever two counties that you was locked in, the two counties that you was locked in, Lawrence, I had your mugshot and your information for each county that you was locked in, with your secure bond and everything that you had, Lawrence.
Okay.
I could put your information up in everything. But I'm so glad that you're doing something with yourself that you now, after all these years of you being a faggot and voguing on the motherfucking floor and dipping and popping. Been spinning your back on the floor, you're getting an education and you're making something out of yourself and you're not going to be a criminal in a low life anymore. So I'm really glad that you're doing that with yourself.
You
talk now, like anything
to
else
you
would like to say,
you.
And
look
my phone
you.
Calls, is not, ten, my phone calls
like
is not 15, my phone calls is not 10 minutes. They're much longer than that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
right.
So you shouldn't be really
right.
concerned about me calling into the radio
but
show
I'm
and doing
you
everything
are
that I'm going to do.
You are incarcerated, and you're concerned about
and
what
you was incarcerated,
I'm out here reading
and
talking
about. And you was incarcerated, and when you was incarcerated,
you.
And when you was incarcerated, you was incarcerated,
you
and you couldn't even make your motherfucking bill when you was incarcerated. That's the difference between me and you.
No,
the difference between me and you, Lawrence, when you were incarcerated, Lawrence, you couldn't make your bail, Lawrence.
The difference between me and you is that I can
say Okay, we're not going to sit here and we're not going to go through that. I'm not going to go back and forth with the likes of you. Unlike yourself, when you was in jail, Lawrence, you couldn't make your motherfucking bail. Your family didn't love you enough to bail you out. Okay, unlike myself, when I did have a bail, I was out. I'm only sitting in here because I'm doing my motherfucking time. Now that you're not pop-dipping and spinning on the floor anymore and you're getting an education and you're making something out of yourself and you're being more than just a faggot, I want to congratulate you. But I did that many years ago when I was supposed to do it, and I thank you. Ms. Clark? Hello?
No.
Is Ms. Clark back?
We don't yet.
Well, Jasmine, can you take me private real quick, please?
Hello?
Yeah, I need to go private with Jasmine real quick.
Okay, go ahead. I got you. So, Marcus, we had the ball in Minneapolis, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We had the ball in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had a ball in
Chicago.
Chicago.
Right. So between yourself and Laura.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Can y'all please stop calling my cell phone? The show is not full yet. You can get on. I already got knocked off sending y'all the voicemail. Damn.
Could you guys give us any details on any of the balls, like who was the promoters, who was giving the event, and all of that type of stuff?
No. I'll
go with Marcus. Laura, be quiet.
Well, I really can't talk about the ball because I wasn't there, but apparently, since the girls like mess and shade, we'll talk about the shady part of how it ended up being two balls on the same night. In relatively the same area. So last year, the Minnesota people decided they wanted to have their awards ball. So they had Kentrell, Father Kentrell Mizrahi, helped them do the ball. And Kentrell, came in, did the ball with the agency, and Grandmother Legion, I think is her name. Legion, I think is her house name. So what ends up happening is the ball goes on, whatever happens, happens. You know, they gave out their money. And this year it was time for a awards ball to roll around. Well, apparently some of the Midwest icons kind of suggested that, you know, that they not do it with Kentrell because they could do it on their own. So they kind of took Kentrell's name off of it and did it as an alliance with the agency again. And I don't think Kentrell took too fond of it because I guess that was the first awards ball. And,
Kelly.
Okay.
All right, Kelly, you're on. So you got put on. So what ends up happening is this year they had the ball in Minnesota once again. I mean, it was like a theater. With like six seating, $1,000 performance, which the House of Ebony, Jariah.
Congratulations to the House of Ebony.
Wait, Marcus, was it at the same ball that Sanaya went to like last year?
No, it was a place like that, it was a place like that from the pictures.
So you said this is an awards ball?
Yeah. And Tyce Revlar won the $500 for Sex Siren. Jariah, Brandon, Michelle, and like somebody else or another Ebony, they won $1,000 performance, and I don't really know anything else. Congratulations to all of the years. Congratulations to the Escadas and winning the other years that they had. And, you know, next time if y'all send me the information, we'll read it out.
Congratulations. We have read the tea, you know. So, Laura, what's been going on, Miss Thang?
Girl, nothing, Kelly.
Miss Thang, you're lying, Miss Thang. It's been 3 months, Miss Thang. Girl, what's been going on, Miss Thang?
I've been working and stuff.
You've been working. You haven't crucified anybody. You haven't taken anybody head off in the group and stuff. You haven't beheaded anybody.
I've actually been nice. I've been good.
Oh, you've been nice. You can't be nice. You can't be nice, Miss Thang, okay? You have to sit here, you know, because, you know, everybody has a ball coming up, Miss Thang. All the girls are, you know, giving what they're giving, Miss Thang. And so, you know, from time to time, I'm going to call in from time to time, Miss Thang. But you have to be, you know, you have to take up the slack of me not being around.
Ain't nothing going on except for Marcus Ball, the Revlon Ball, and
so let me ask you a question. So if Marcus don't give out all his coins, so just hypothetically,
Kelly, we're not even gonna play like that.
Okay.
Kelly, you're not even gonna play like that.
Okay, well, if Marcus don't have fab tables and stuff, are y'all going to read him and say, or y'all going to act like, you know, oh, that's the girl for me saying, you know.
Hold on. They didn't read nobody else, including your motherfucking house.
Oh, mister, they can read. They can read, dumb mister.
The only person I read, Kelly, was those Miami kids about that legendary shit. Because, you know, I didn't see that.
Kelly, don't let you just read, bitches.
Just now, because you all behind the wall, Miss Thing. Don't give that.
Oh, no, I'm not behind the wall yet, Miss Thing. I'm still behind the wall wires right now, and I ain't get to the wall yet. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay, can we just have, I just want to get an opinion, and it's not directed towards anyone. So if multiple people win $1,000, did that take away from the people that won?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Each one of them do not get in the $1,000 club. The only way they'll be a part of the $1,000 club, Miss Thing, like if Marcus or Jasmine was to have a ball and say only $1,000 winners can walk, Miss Thing, they would have had a battle each one of their house members until it was only one of them standing.
Wait, what you mean? Say that again. So you wouldn't consider a thousand dollar winner.
The way they're doing it at Larry's Ball, there's only one winner, one person will get the $1,000, and one person will be in the $1,000 club.
Yeah. They're not in the $1,000 club, Miss Thing. They're in the $1,000 I split
club. They won $250 apiece. That's not the $1,000.
Yeah. This is what we should start doing, Miss Thing. It should be the $1,000 I split club.
So let me give you a scenario.
So if it was, they say if you want $1,000, if you have $5,000, it'll come out. So all of those will come out. So just say Brandon, Jariah has her own $1,000. But speaking of this last ball in particular, if Jariah,
I'm not speaking on that one.
I'm just giving you hypothetically.
Okay.
So they say the next ball, if you want $1,000, come out. If all four of them came out and said we want $1,000, all four of them would have to battle right then and there at the ball to his one winner, and then that one Ebony representative would represent that house of Ebony for $1,000 that way.
Yes.
Oh, no, Chad, I'm not going to get out there and battle with my house member to see who's going to
win. You ain't a thousand dollars.
I'm not going to.
Michi, the girls Vogue at Vogue nights against each other. They Vogue in Kiki houses against
that
each other.
True.
Why not for $1,000?
Michi, prime example, at Marcus Ball, they had 63 Ebony's walk Vogue sim that night, and that was when Cassandra would beat Ken at the end or whatever. There was like 60-some Ebony's that walked that category that night.
First of all, we ain't got 60-some Ebony's that walked Vogue. It's always
67 of those little rugrats running around mistake for a category.
Girls walk your ball. Then 60 of them girls walk that. You remember that category where you, when they have
you
the
know,
open top.
You know what, Miss Sam? I need to start, you know what? I need to start reading the House of Ebony, you know, and I don't want none of the Ebony's to take
wasn't
it personal.
It,
I, just
it
need
the
to, I need to just start reading the House of Ebony because I don't know where the fuck is J-Rock. I have not heard from J-Rock. J-Rock ain't calling last week, right?
J-Rock did call in. You was on. Girl, was you high? Did they give you some of
Girl, yeah, I was smoking some of that K2.
Yeah, you had to be because you had J-Rock, me, and Prada on the phone, sweetie.
I ain't gonna read the House of Ebony. I thought J-Rock didn't call in, so I know if I read the House of Ebony, J-Rock would have pressed one, so I ain't gonna read them.
But why would you read the House of Ebony?
Because, you know, that gets you and J-Rock started. That gets J-Rock to call in, and if you know, if you're not
why
on
you
the
not?
Line, Miss Thing, and you
sipping
cocktails and smoking your blunt. You see, bitch. Soon as I say Ebony, bitch, I get J-Rock on the phone, bitch. You see how I know how to get you and J-Rock on the phone. See, if you ain't on the phone, Michi, you don't press one when we start, bitch. I start talking about Ebony, bitch. You're calling with your cocktail and your blunt. I say Ebony, Michi, press you and J-Rock press one, and look, I got J-Rock on the phone. I said Ebony, look, J-Rock is on the phone.
Kelly, no shade. I swear for God, I just called in and I hear you saying because you need to get out there. Now this is a fucking shame because I just pressed. One. That's all right. Hey,
hi,
Kelly.
What's going
How you
on?
Doing, baby?
I'm doing wonderful. Just up here, you know, just enjoying my time on the phone with the girls and things and shit of that nature. You know, sitting up here on my vacation.
Right.
I'm on vacation in Jamaica. I ain't got to put on no makeup. I don't got to record no I ain't got to record no YouTube.
You ain't
got to
put on no makeup. Now you know, girl.
Excuse me? I am wash face. And I took my bundles out, Miss Thing. I'm wash face, real ponytail. I don't care, con.
How long is your real hair, Kelly?
I have.
I'm sure that weave
is
gone by now.
No, I just took my weave out. I still got all six of my bundles in my bucket. I had box braids in. I had a 32-inch ponytail down my ass. I took that out, and now I just got my real hair. And real hair, I don't care. Miss Thang, I'm the conch, Miss Thang, girl. Let me tell you something, bitch. This. I would if I had a phone, I would send y'all another picture so y'all get a picture, Miss Thang. Have Alexis post it up, you know, my eyes.
Girl, you're thinking of one of those Christmas. It's almost holiday season. You have picture moment, you know.
No. You know, I'm gonna get a picture. Though. I'm gonna get a picture for y'all to send so y'all can see that, you know, the cunt is still sitting and saying, you know, I had, you know, y'all had that last mug shot, so I sent my mug shot to this girl so she could post up my new mug shot.
Oh, child, here we go with that.
And as soon as I get a hold of my cousin to have her send those mug shots from North Carolina that I did not post up, that I will have them sent to Miss Laura so she can post them up, the ones that I didn't post up. I only posted up one, but I still got the other two from the other two counties. I'll fax them over to Miss Laura Spears so she can do my job for me. Thank you.
The girls are saying our numbers are low to this weekend.
Yeah,
our numbers are low right now.
Well, the girls is not used to this new slot time. You know, we have this new slot time, and
yeah,
it's a 10 o'clock.
The numbers is low because of what's going on over the weekend. It should happen.
The girls still got to get used to the 10 o'clock slot time, Miss Thang.
But
you know,
Minnesota Awards Ball, are y'all kidding me?
Is anybody going to the Watch the Hone?
Watch the Throne.
Watch the what?
Last week it was full at 9 p.m. Well, Jasmine, last weekend was a festive weekend. The girls wanted to know who got locked, who got knocked, and who got stopped.
Ain't nothing happy this weekend.
The girls thought it was going to be a joke, Miss Thang. The girls thought it was going to be a joke, Miss Thang, that I was on the phone line. So they called in and really see was I going to be on the phone line. And then I was on, so that is like, you know, oh, well, fuck that bitch. She's still in jail, bitch. Fuck you!
Oh, shit.
Honey, I want to give a shout out to my son, Chaos, all the way from Detroit, for writing mother and sending mother some coins. I want to give a shout out to my sister Trinity for writing me and sending me some coins. This thing, honey, you know, shout out to the girls that's writing mother, you know, and sending the girls some change, Miss Thang, honey. So, you know,
So the commissary is up.
Commissary is definitely Miss Thang. You know, everybody's allowed to have two. Everybody's allowed to have two buckets. I have six. You know, so
okay,
commissary
yes.
is
Kelly,
commissary is
quick.
Definitely up.
Kelly,
you know what?
Kelly, Santa Claus delivered
yes.
your gifts tonight.
You said what?
Santa Claus delivered your gifts.
Oh, Santa Claus delivered my gift, Trey.
Yeah. Oh,
Trey.
Oh.
Hold on. I gotta tell him. Trey! Mel! I'm about to bring him on the phone. And he
is
said
that
Marcus.
The same one
you,
from last
he said,
week.
Yes, he said to tell you, Marcus, that was real disrespectful to ask him for that. He thought you was asking for some noodles.
I wanted to ask for noodles.
And yeah, but I told him what you was really asking for. And he said that was real disrespectful. He said that was real disrespectful. And then he asked me, are you a bottom or a top? Because, you know, I'll be having conversations with him so he can get the lingo and stuff.
Hold on.
Tell him what. Tell him about the gifts.
Hello? Hello.
Hello.
The gifts were delivered tonight.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, hello? What you looking at?
What's your name? Hello?
My name is Dawn Mac-a-Bitch.
Hello?
Hello, what's up? What's your name?
This is Don Mac-a-Bitch.
Hello?
You said Don Mac-a-Bitch.
Oh, my God.
Hi, what's up? This is Tamika. What's your name? Hello?
He ain't on the phone no more. He ain't on the phone no more. Honey. Which Hello? Hello?
Tell me what he looks like so I can put some money on his book.
He don't need none, Laura.
He don't need none.
Let Laura go on and take care of her man.
He like 5'9". Little dark skin.
Oh.
He got trade. He got back. But he's
Girl,
on.
Hold on, you said 5'9". What he weigh?
You said what?
What
does he wear?
Yeah. I got the
Kelly,
whole team
okay,
on the
Kelly,
phone.
Kelly, if he was a ballroom scene, what do you think he would walk? Let me ask you that way.
All
right. Well, no more Christmas joy for him.
Yeah, he'll walk dog realness. He'll walk dog realness and honey and kill up the children, Miss Angora. He like playing with guns.
Oh, yeah. No Christmas joy for him anymore. Can you find us a Vogue film, a sex talent, a
right.
schoolboy realness.
I need a country boy, honey.
Well, Cole, if you say if they're boring you and you can bring some more excitement to the show, press 1. Let us talk to you. Let us interview you. Press 1.
What happened?
What happened? I was hearing something.
Somebody said they were falling asleep. But the folks on the phone talking about they have to do a hair and makeup and all this other kind of stuff. And they want to say, we got six guys on the show. And I said,
if they went to the ball, go ahead and give us a report.
I said, press one, come on the show.
Yeah, go on to press one while y'all inboxing people.
People always got to complain about it. The girl, fuck your motherfucking HIV pill, bitch, and shut the fuck up, bitch, and go to bed.
Well, I can't.
Bitch, please. Y'all bitches kill me. Pop your fucking spirit wheel and go nod the fuck off, bitch.
Well, y'all, I really think the agencies are getting out of hand. Do y'all know the openness ball is $40 to get into now?
What
the
word called?
The openness ball.
The openness ball.
What openness ball?
Well, that's the promotion. We don't want to do any. We don't want to say too much. We'll just
say
any
ball.
An upcoming ball is charging $40 to get into.
Where is it at?
In LA.
In the West Coast.
Why do they call it the openness ball?
Because it's over, darling.
Oh, really?
Honey, it's sure going to be over for $40.
$40
for a I do think balls should be $40 now, but I don't
now,
think that was the
Marcus,
right ball
please.
To do that.
Marcus,
hello?
not with the talent that's going on.
What y'all mean with the talent? We had them.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, Kelly.
Okay, he wanna ask y'all a question. Okay.
We really don't want to talk to him right now. Go ahead.
He said that y'all gonna let him be the trade of the show.
No. If he knows
no,
what trade is, we don't want he's not trade.
Kelly, I'm calling for that purpose.
Who said that? Michi?
I'm calling your lies.
I'm going to say, don't feel it on my time, okay?
Michi.
You have an incoming call.
Hello?
Your live private call.
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing fine.
I just wanted to say, hey, Kelly.
How you doing, love?
I'm fine. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Becky.
What's up?
I was just going to say, is that Becky?
I just called it to see because I had just started school. I just wanted to know if y'all know somebody that can approve my student loans or something.
Miss Day, why would you want somebody to approve your student loans?
Because when I'm done, I just want to be done. I don't want to pay them back or nothing. I just want to go.
Yeah, you're going to pay them back. You're going to pay them back, too. You're going to pay them back just the way I'm paying them back, right here with this time.
No, Kelly, she didn't want to
you
know,
hold
pay
hold
them back like,
hold
if I have to pay them back like
now.
How you paying them back, can I be on your line when the show comes?
No,
come
but because you know, no, you know, because now, you know, now since my case is done and over with, you know, I can talk about my case now. But if you want to go out there and you want to approve your student loans mistake, which will be as probably as much as I spent it in that jewelry store mistake, you could definitely wind up in jail like I am.
Oh my God!
Okay,
so
you know how much is your student? How much is your student loans?
Like 9,000 something.
Oh no, I spent more than that.
Oh, you can get that deferred.
So that's
now.
Good.
Oh yeah, you can get that mistake. They probably if you get that and you do if you approve that mistake and you do that mistake, they probably give you like 8 months in jail, mistake.
8 months.
8 months in jail
yeah,
plus
months.
Restitution.
Yeah, plus restitution because yeah, I had to sign a waiver last week Wednesday that I was gonna pay back that $25,005 if I ever hit the lottery or got some money in my bank account.
347-596, you're live.
Bye, Kelly, I gotta go to work.
347-596.
Okay, they're gone.
Well, I'll say this, $9,000, I learned this, me and Alexis learned this riding in a car with somebody, you know, the $200 a day plan, you could make $9,000 very quickly, even just, that's only 90 $100 clients.
Mm-mm.
What?
You know how the girls be waiting on those $500 and $600 clients? You only need a $100 client, and you work your way down.
Mm. Well,
and then you might get lucky and rob one or two of them, so that might help you out.
And if you get one of those clients, that got a Rolex, and you tell them that you're allergic to gold, like the girls be doing, mistake, and get him to take it off, mistake, and just snatch it from him, mistake, and run out the hotel room, mistake. You could get you 10 stacks.
Yeah, you only have to have one client.
Jasmine.
Or you can just call me and I can get your loan paid off if you qualify.
Oh, no. She only got to do 8 months in jail. Nobody trying to sign their life up for 5 years for no $9,000. Y'all have to give me more than that.
Trust me,
Kelly, I have MC Deborah on the line for you.
Yeah. MC Deborah?
Kelly. Oh, okay.
Hold on, sister. I'll be back. I'll be back after these words from I have to go talk to Jasmine real quick, and I'll be right back, sister, so don't go no place, okay?
Okay.
Stay right there, sister. I'll be right
back. Yeah. She has to use the restroom, y'all, real quick.
Oh,
Misha,
you got a
choice,
but you ain't
cool. No. Miss Marla is fine. Rodney is the host, and Alexis and Marcus. I'm just a panelist.
Misha, we have told you about clicking people in. We're going to have to dock you.
It's a battle now. Somebody's trying MC Deborah. Her name is MC Brooke from Detroit, but she lives in Chicago. Ms. Gaytay, she's not MC Brooke, and she's trying it.
To MC Brooke.
If you don't believe me, it's on my MC Deborah page. She had to know about MC Deborah versus MC Brooke.
Well, she called.
Oh my God.
So I'm just letting y'all know that
Has she got a date? Who is MC Brooke?
MC Brooke is Gaytay from Detroit, but she lives.
Oh, Rodeo. Yeah.
Miss Octavia is her name, but
oh Lord,
she's Gaytay Illinois.
Does she come?
Honey, where's MC Deborah?
What's up, sister?
What's going on, Deborah? How you doing?
I'm fine, girl. I'll be up here Thursday, sister, in the morning.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. We definitely gonna dance on Thursday.
Bitch, you is a fucking mess, but you be doing the impossible things. Girl. I mean,
yes, sister, you know, Miss Thing, I make the impossible possible, Miss Thing, honey. You know when I do the things that I do, Miss Thing. You know, bitch, you know I'm not gonna let my girls down and my fans and stuff down, Miss Thing. You know, they love the radio show, so if I have to do what I have to do, Miss Thing, you know
the
call
on the radio
and, you know,
show.
Miss Thing,
honey.
Naima,
can you press one? What?
Kelly,
you haven't called my phone in a couple of times, honey. What's going on?
Oh, Miss Thing, girl, if you get a new number and you text it.
I got a different one. I gave it to Alexis. I sent her another one.
Listen. If you just text it over, and when I call tomorrow, I will get it. I will get it from her, and I will call you. I didn't know that you had a new one. But now that
I
know that you have
two new numbers, honey. Are you not on that?
Okay, I will definitely.
I will definitely
be getting them from my sister. So just send them over. She got them, and she'll give them to me tomorrow.
What's about to happen to my driver?
Huh? We're talking about phone numbers, Miss Thing. We're not talking about we have to clarify this because you said numbers. We're not talking about any credit card numbers or any fraudulent activities because, you know, these phone calls do be recorded by the Department of Corrections. We're not talking about any fraudulent activity. We're talking about a cell phone number for me to call my child Marlon's cell phone. I have to make sure I make that clear to everybody because I don't want to get an indictment on something that I ain't got nothing to do with. What we're talking about, getting his new cell phone number.
Huh?
Hey, Mother Atlanta, Ms. Raji, how are you?
I'm blessed.
All right.
Highly favored and blessed. But, yeah, I'm here. I'm
at
the place,
you
know.
Where still running around Atlanta?
Ms. Marlin.
No, Marcus is home. Marcus is home in North Carolina.
Oh, she
went home? Ms. Marlin.
What?
Don't be saying you won one ball to latex. You said I please keep it cute. Glad you keep it cute. We don't talk to
you.
That is the most embarrassing way. That'll be your one way to get your feelings hurt to cut off this line.
The trade and the boys are done cooking and stuff, so it's about time that I have to eat and stuff and get myself together and stuff and, you know, and wrap my hair down and stuff and shit like that. So, you know, it is what it is. I love all of y'all girls for loving me. And we will, yes.
Give me the trade's information when you can, honey, so I can send him a letter.
You want the trade information so you can send him a letter? I think if you look up the trade information, you ain't gonna want to send him a letter. If you look his name up online, you ain't gonna want to send him a letter. He down for a temp. The trade is crazy. He played with those big things.
Yeah,
they played with those big things. Let me tell y'all something. I learned so much from the trade in here. Do y'all know they got a gun that's called a .44 Bulldog, Miss Thing, and it can blow somebody's head off, Miss Thing?
No shit.
Oh, yeah, I learned. Well, J-Rock, you in the military, so you know about all of this stuff, Miss Thing. I done learned so many things about guns and everything and stuff, girl, when I got out. Oh, my God, I can't wait to get out. I'm going to do a lot of business.
Bitch, I would have him on sleeping pills, boots, Miss Thing.
Yeah.
I'll take Market.
Oh, he said to tell that thot. He said tell that thot bitch to write him. So he wants you to write him, Laura. His mom. Let me tell you something. The phone is about to hang up, and I'm about to go lay down. But he's real disrespectful. His mouth is really nasty and reckless.
Yes, disrespect me.
Before you go, Kelly, private caller.
Okay.
Yes, I called you, Rocket.
Oh, fuck you, bitch. Oh, boy.
before the phone hang up, I definitely gotta shout out my girlfriend Tanae from New Jersey. I'm waiting for your letter to come, Tanae. I haven't got it yet. Shout out to Red Snapper. Shout out, you know, to everybody that's out there. But I love y'all all, Miss Thing, and I'll be live back on the air next week, Monday night, from 10 to 10:45, or maybe a little after if I feel like it. But I'll be live back on the air Monday night. So I love y'all all for loving me. Good night.
Good night.
And finish reading the girls and finish talking about the Revlons, Miss Dang, and not paying for that venue and the venue and all that stuff.
Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Kelly.
Girl, you cannot be coming for our sponsors like that.
For her to leave off that phone like that.
Again.
Baby.
Wait a minute. Who all on the phone?
Yeah, let's switchboard. Can we get the lines together? Can you tell us who's on the line?
I cannot wait.
Well, being on the
Uncle
line.
Uncle Rodney on the line?
And Ben.
Dean.
Legendary Philly mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Basement Legend. Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Some of your cash prizes include Fem Queen Sex Siren, Tarzan's loyal companion, Jane, for $500. Fem Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, for $500. Fem Queen Performance, Rapunzel. Let your hair down and bring us a heel, just as high as you dare, for $500. Open to all legendary performance. Ease on down this road, the Wizard, for $1,000. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney, for $1,000. And Fem Queen Realness, Battle of the Girls. Pretty girls as Sleeping Beauty, every day as Princess Tiana, executives as Mary Poppins, and big girls as your fairy godmother, for $1,000. As well as a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement Legend. Saturday, September 27th, in Washington, D.C. Your tables, $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250. Tables are seated first page closest to the stage. Your commentators, the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon MC Deborah, legendary R.J. Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy. Elite beats by the one and only DJ Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Dante Balenciaga or Lisa Prodigy on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th. Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement Legend.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Good evening, everyone. I have on the line the icon, my father, Tony Revlon, with a special announcement for you guys. There, you on the line? Oh, God.
You hung up.
Hold on.
Yes, I think I'm back until they come back. Michi, I'm going to have to give you a week suspension. You have clicked people in multiple times in this line, and that's against your contract. So I'm going to need you to take the week off. We're going to go ahead and let you go. We're going to let you go early tonight, and you can listen from the computer. Or because you have... You are not switchboard. You are not to
three-way people in unless you're asked to or given permission. And you've done it twice tonight, so we'll go ahead and let you go tonight, all right?
Ooh.
And in fact, all of them meet you.
Marcus, you just made my dick hard, bitch.
Okay.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Hello?
Yes, hey, Dad. What's going on?
Hey, Rodney. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. I was on a conference call, two conference calls, and I got texted through my phone about someone that was saying something that the Revlons ain't paid for what?
That was Kelly saying that I was going to talk about the Revlons.
Oh, wait. What Kelly?
She's not on the phone no more.
No, what Kelly are you talking about?
Kelly Mizrahi.
The one that's incarcerated?
Yes.
Okay. The one that's incarcerated got on the phone and said what?
Are we going to continue to talk about the Revlons and the house bar not paying for the venue and things of that nature?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I spoke to Jasmine last week, which I asked her to keep something very private, and which she did for this whole week. I called my son Rodney this morning to even ask him for his opinion about what should I do. Okay, I'm going to say this to the people that's listening. I'm going to say this to the people that was going to support the House of Revlon and the people that was not going to support the House of Revlon Ball. They don't give a fuck. I'm going to say the people's names and all, because I got the names during the conference call that one of the owners caught my phone, and I also added them to my conference call for everyone else can hear what this man say. Okay, when I spoke to Rodney earlier and then when I spoke to Jasmine last week, it was something going on with the venue. What was going on with the venue at that time last week, which I did not know, was that some faggot, some nasty faggot, sent them a video of the big fight that was in North Carolina concerning the chairs and all that was being thrown. So the person, which name is Marcy, that is the owner of Skateland, that bought Skateland in the month of January, which is a new owner, stated that the husband stated that he didn't want none of that at the event, at the venue. So I've been on my P's and Q's since last week to try to get another venue for the people that was going to support the House of Revlon. So every venue, we was wondering why every venue was kept saying no. So on a conference call today, during my conference call, I had got a beep, and it was Jarvis from Skateland. So I told my people that was on the conference call to please hold on for a minute, and I clicked over, and I was talking to Jarvis. Jarvis stated to me, "Tony, you know what's going on?" I said, "No." He said, "I text you earlier, but it's still pending." I said, "Okay, Jarvis, but what's going on?" He said, "Do you know Amp?" Which is, what's the house name again? I think it's Aunt Levin. I said, "Yeah, I know Aunt." He said, "Well, Tony, that's the one that's calling around to venues, telling people in the venues do not let the House of Revlon have the ball there." That's that. So then, and statement came from, if y'all remember, that Aunt was having his awards ball there. Honestly, I was not going to get on this radio show at the end, but I felt that the people that was going to support deserve an explanation. So his aunt was having a war for at Skateland, which was canceled, and he had it at the flea market, if anybody remembers that. So I guess he felt some type of way then concerning that the House of Revlon was having the house ball there. The reason why everybody was saying that, oh, they did this to AMP and they did that to AMP, no, they didn't do anything to AMP. If anybody remember when in the LaCrosse had a ball at Skate Land, the reason why they canceled AMP ball is because at that ball with the LaCrosse had, AMP owed them money. That's why that ball was canceled. So whoever did send that video to them, it's okay. We are going to still have our Sandy ball. It's not canceled. It will be postponed to a later date. The date will be out this Thursday, and it's a better place. It's a better suit. It's suitable for everyone, everybody to get in, to get to. I do understand that people were feeling some type of way from the beginning concerning the Virginia, the Revlon 7 the ball inside Virginia anyway. So by them doing it, God work with Materials Aid, and everything happens for a reason. So I guess we would get more people that's going to support us more now. And for the people that was boycotting, I don't give a fuck. They can drop dead all I give a fuck. I will also say this too. I have said and I have allowed people to disrespect this house. And I'm going to say one of Rodney logos. If I have done anything to anybody, take it out on me. Don't take it out on the House of Revlon. The House of Revlon has supported every house, everybody, anybody that gave a ball, even if you was a non-motherfucking factor in the scene, we have supported y'all. So all that feedback that everybody was given, it was uncalled for, was unnecessary, and that comes from how the new generation has changed. Ballroom scene has never been nothing like this at all. While this house has allowed people out because I have told the house, my house, don't say nothing back to them. Don't feed into them, anything. But let me say this to everybody. When you push a human being so far to the corner, that human being is going to come back. That human being is going to fight and going to come back fighting. So I'm saying to everyone that have so much negative to say about this house have done much more than a lot of houses that's out there. We, this house, have opened up doors for these new houses. Father Tony have opened up doors for all these new generation fathers. If so many can't take, oh, this icon can't take this, I don't comment. But I read. Icons against icon. Who's a real icon? Who's a real legend? Come on, this is a ball. The ball will sing nothing like this. Nothing like this at all. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about Tony Revlon. Oh, he's this, oh, he's that. At the end of the day, everyone is the same way. If you get pushed and you get touched or you get disrespected, you're going to react. And no one on this phone or no host on this phone could say anything that they done, because I definitely heard Marcus say he walked around with acid. I didn't walk around with acid. I'm going to also say this. The last time we was on the phone, I had members called in to promote. I caught the inside shade, and I think it was very disrespectful because she called me grandfather. Oh, granddad this or granddad that, but the inside shade, my members didn't catch it. I'm just letting you know, and you know who I'm talking to. I caught the shade. So don't, my name is Tony to you. Okay, I would not tolerate the disrespect because I don't disrespect no one. No one. If I have a problem with Rodney, I'm going to take it out with Rodney. I'm not going to take it out on the whole house of Prodigy. If I have a problem with Marcus, I'll take it out with Marcus. I'm not going to take it out on the whole house of Excada. That's the problem with the scene today. And then I get on, then I go in a new official boardroom group. I see all these people reading this person. They read and that person. For what? That person going to still be that same person. So y'all could say, like, y'all can read me. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to do. Like I told Rodney, for any faggot to go that far to even call my job to try to get me fired, that means I must be that important to you, because you're not important to me, because I don't waste my time on none of the people that I know that don't fuck with me. I see the inside shade on Facebook. I don't feed them to none of that because they're not important to me. And this is to all the icons and the legends and even the other people that people be reading. Don't feed into them. Because once you feed into them, they winning. So, no, you don't have to feed into them. You are important to them because they spending time out of their life to read and talk about you in the videos. I know they're going to say something awesome new in the new official ballroom group about me. You can say that. You can say whatever you want to say. But one thing you cannot say that one thing that I will say and y'all could say and y'all have never, I'm 49 years old and I'm a healthy motherfucker. And I'm proud to be what I am and what I do. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say. I have said so the stuff y'all said about my children. I have three of them. What a lot of y'all motherfuckers don't even have, I have one. I have five grands. So when you die, you dead. When I'm dead, my name is still going on. Because all my son name is my name. All my children got the same last name. So y'all can say what y'all want to say about me. I don't care. I hear when Jasmine come on in, she say the same thing. No, y'all can say what y'all want to say. Say whatever y'all want to say. But one thing y'all cannot say about me, that I'm not a real motherfucker. Like a lot of these fake motherfucking icons and legends. I have spoke to them, and they contradict themselves. Say one thing, and then say one thing to one person, and they come in there and post something else. I be looking at fake-ass motherfuckers. And a real motherfucker is going to do this. If I have something against Marcus, and I'm going to say Marcus venue, a video, you know what I'm going to do? Oh, Marcus, I sent that. That's how I live. So all these fake profiles, you can say what you want to say and all that. But me, if I'm going to do something to somebody, I'm going to let you know I did it. Because then it hurts you more. When you're doing something to somebody and no one knows who you are, that's not bothering me. But I thank you for postponing the Revlon Ball. It's going to be a success anyway because we're going to come stronger. Y'all saw these pictures. Catch our next pictures. Catch our flyer. And if you don't want to support us, we're going to still support some of y'all. Just some. Not all y'all fake motherfuckers. Any other questions, Rodney? Oh, wow, I can't forget this. Marcus, is you on the phone?
I think I'm live now. Hello?
Hey, Marcus. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing cool. Let me say this to you, Marcus. I really want to get a relationship with you. Whatever I feel, you know, when... And I did go off on this Revlon. I'm not gonna say this Revlon. I did go off on Econ. Like I told Econ, whatever goes on in my motherfucking house, it's none of Marcus' business. None of Marcus' business. And me saying that is saying this. Whatever conversation you had with Econ about our conference call, it got back to me. And I don't blame you. I blame Econ more. But if you and Econ are supposed to be friends, it's just like when I talk to Rodney, I say, Rodney, I don't need you to be a reporter right now.
Well, hold on. Can I clear this up? No. The reason why I knew, along with Tim knowing that y'all had a conference call, because we were speaking on the awards ball, and we wanted to have a conference call on today. Econ said today was not good for him, Monday would not be good for him, because he had a house conference call. Just like Kim had a conference call yesterday, so the call is tomorrow.
So that's the only reason we know. So that was discussed. And you say you, Tim, and Econ. Well, the two people that called me definitely is not involved with that awards ball. And
yeah.
They told me it came from Marcus.
How did they say?
But
well,
no,
can you say
Marcus,
those two people's names? Because
When I'm saying to you, I don't blame you. I blame Econ more. Because he didn't have to tell you we had a goddamn thing going on.
He could have just said, I understand that. But that's how the conversation came up, that y'all had a call, because we wanted to have an awards ball conference call, and everybody had other things going on.
Oh, okay. But, this is to the supporters that was going to support the House of Revlon. the ones that made the plane arrangements, the hotel arrangements, I really do apologize, but it was not our fault. I don't have to prove anything to Kelly, which is incarcerated. I could post the receipt. I could also post the contract, which I'm not going to post. I was sending to my son Rodney, because Rodney is a part of this group here. But our venue was already the down payment was in April. This is September, so I don't know where she get that negativity from or anything like that. But that's not true at all. If push come to shove, I will call Rodney with one of the people from the venue on the phone also. That what happened and who name was involved. And I don't have who sent that video yet, but I will find out who sent it. And I know a lot of people already saw my status yesterday. And I'm going to go by my status yesterday. I'm nice to everybody unless they do something to me or my house. But our ball is not canceled. It's postponed. I told you why, Rodney, and I'm telling the people that's who's listening why. And I do apologize, but we are the victim here. It's faggots that faggots are being so disrespectful, and people are allowing so much disrespect to go on. You know, and I'm not going to read the hostess up here. You know, but certain ones know who I'm talking about. And I'm just letting them know that I catch everything. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you write, I catch. But Rodney, Marcus, you have anything you want to get? Anyone want to ask anything about the ball? Rodney already told you when the ball is going to be. It will be out. This will be out this weekend, what date it's going to be in, and what location it's going to be at. You know, and, once again, I do apologize to all the people that did make the arrangements and all that to come to Richmond, Virginia.
Do you want to stay on the line there?
Huh?
You want to stay on the line because you have the person who that you said told the venues not to book it to the House of Revlon? He's calling in now, and he wants to defend himself.
I don't need him to call me at all. I don't need him. Y'all can listen to what he got to say, but I don't have to listen to what he got to say. And Amp already know how I am. Once my mind is made up, Roddy, you already know how I am. Once my mind is made up, Jarvis is not going to say this. Marcy's not going to say this. About bringing your Amp name up. I even called Amp last week to ask him to help me get a venue. So for him to do all that negativity shit, I'm cool. And when Amp getting on this phone, he gonna let me come out of my character, and I'm not gonna come out of my character with him on this radio show.
I understand.
Private caller, you're live.
Free Kelly.
All right, yeah, Free Kelly. The next caller.
She said who?
Free Kelly.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was trying to talk to Kelly. Put me back on hold because I'm going to press one later on. But go on.
Kelly's not on the phone. Kelly's already gone tonight, so don't press one because she's not coming back on.
Well, I might want to press one again to cuss you out, Ms. Morgan. Just put me back on hold.
Switchboard.
Well, Marcus, somebody want to curse you out later.
Not tonight. Switchboard.
To disconnect that number?
No, she ain't got disconnected number.
Just don't press this. Don't see the number and don't press. Don't.
Right, got it. I don't care, baby. They got the.
Does anybody have any other questions for?
862-213.
Okay, go ahead.
862-213. You're live. Next line. Private caller, you're live.
Girl, don't have motherfucking switchboard hang up on me, Miss Pussyface Cunt.
switchboard. Can you put them on hold, please? Michi, can you please stop commenting in this group? Private caller. Okay. Yeah, free Kelly. Thank you. Next caller. You're live. Area code 301-894.
This is Lee Anthony. This is Bishop.
How you doing, Bishop?
I'm doing good. I know y'all talking about the ballroom, but
do you have any questions for Father Tony?
No, just to say hi.
Okay, we gonna come back. You wanna say hi? Go ahead and say hi.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
What's up, bitch? You all right?
Man. Yeah, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. It's too much going on that shouldn't be going on at all. I mean, just in my standpoint.
That's true. It's not just that room. It's just ballroom scene, period. There's a lot going on with ballroom. That people in ballroom just forgot the word, the meaning of the word respect. People start respecting each other. A lot of this negativity shit would not be going on.
Yeah, Bishop, we're going to put you back on hold, and if you want to come back on the line after Watch the Throne, we'll talk to you after then. 347-272, you're live.
Yeah, y'all not catching. That's Kelly cursing you out, Marcus.
This is who?
That was Kelly cursing you out.
No, Kelly ain't on the phone. It's 11:11. She locked down.
Listen to the voice.
Oh, I'm listening. I don't. Okay. Oh, so she's trying to make the show cute? Okay. Thank you. Any other callers? Any other callers, switchboard? No. Okay. So,
Hold on, DeMarcus. Yeah, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess they don't have any more questions for you.
Well, I have a question. Is there an estimated time so people can kind of start figuring when to plan for the postponed event or when it may be?
No, it's not maybe. It's going to be. And it's going to be.
Well, right. But I mean, like, so they can, it seems like everybody dropping flyers now, especially for, early part next year and, the end of the summer, end of the winter.
Everything will be posted. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to put everything up this week. I'm going to pay for the venue, the venue this week and all that. Everything we proposed, I'm not going to say anything on here because you know how the scene is. You know, they try to beat you to it or try to do something sneaky.
I will tell you, people do that because our venues have been called before. You know, I don't know why people do that. It's kind of heartening, especially when you've kind of already put your money into it, and then the venue finds out, those contracts are worded kind of weird anyway, where they can cancel on you at any point for whatever reason, but you have very limited reasons on why you can cancel or get your money back. So y'all just don't do that to nobody. That's really not fair.
Yeah,
especially for people who've already bought plane tickets.
Right, I just feel that if you're not going to come, you're not going to support, just don't come, you just do not support. But trying and calling and doing all that other negative shit, who does that, yo? This is 2014. That's some late-ass shit to do, yo, and that's just real.
Can I ask you a question?
Who's that?
Hello, this is Laura. I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Valdez tell you during the Philly weekend that they wasn't coming to your ball?
Laura?
Yeah,
Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, didn't the Lovins tell you that they wasn't coming to your ball Prodigy weekend?
Yes.
He already knew before that, but go ahead, Laura.
What's the shade between you and them?
Honestly... I it's just like if you saw that video, I said what I had to say to Michi on that video, I felt that it was a very disrespect because I saw Michi. I mean, I supported Michi from when Michi was a Quran. He stated that the Levant was having a retreat that weekend when I said that was very disrespectful because they, I'm going to be real. The House of Revlon Ball has been announced since January of 2014. January. So all the balls that's coming before and all the balls that came a week after, that was a totally disrespect because everyone knew that we was having our ball Columbus Day weekend. Everyone knew that. Honestly, everyone knew that since the Aga Ball. So what happened was the first person that I called was Michi. I called Michi in January because I heard that Michi was having the LaCroix, the Levin was having a house ball the same day. So I called Michi. And me and Michi talked. He said, you know something, Uncle Tony, you go ahead and have that date. This was in January. Their retreat was made in April. So I felt that was a disrespect, and I said it on that tape. Me personally, I don't have nothing against them. I don't have nothing against no house. If I have something against any individual, I deal with that one individual. I don't take it out on a whole group of people that's not me. People that got so much stuff to say about, oh, Tony Revlon, I judge the way I want to judge. I judge fair. If I don't see you on what you're doing that night, I'm going to chop you when other people is giving you tens. When honestly, that's not right. So therefore, they wait, and Laura, they wait for me to chop the individual when they giving that person a 10, when you know in the fuck that person do not deserve a 10. So what I'm going to start doing that, boys, I'm not going to chop nobody either. I just won't give that person my 10 because it's making me seem like the bad guy. But I have nothing against no Levant. Do I feel that they was being disrespectful? And I told Michi, yes, he was. But I know now, by the board being postponed, will they be there? Yes, they will.
Well, hopefully you understand the saying now when Marcus and all them say, I got a ball coming up. Shit. Just pay it.
It's not that, Laura. Don't say that. Yeah. It's just
it is.
Everyone turns everything into a house issue. Even if it's a personal issue, the first thing people say is, you know, it's already a group of people that are having to band against you. I mean, I don't know. I think so. When you say it, you don't know who all you're offending, so it's just easy to keep your opinion to yourself, especially when people like. People like us to be honest. When we sit here and we just be brutally honest about a ball, like at December 8th, when y'all come back from Charlotte, I really hope y'all tell me what y'all liked and what y'all didn't like because I use that information as feedback for the next ball, you know, who not to put on the panel, all of that, for everything I listen to because I understand. Now, if you get on the phone talking about, oh, you know, this was horrible and you're just going in, you know, that doesn't make sense, you know. I'm trying to hear reasonable people. But some people don't take criticism well. When people get in the group, it was this girl today. This girl this weekend, she posted a video of her walking in Atlanta, and her friends came to the ball and was throwing ones on the floor as she was walking. Or it might have been tens. It was money. But she got upset that people came and picked up the money off the ground as if, you know, she was saying they were tipping her. And I was like,
well I'm going to interrupt you, Marcus. Well, tell that lady I owe her $3 because I took $3.
Oh, she's very upset. Yes, she's taking names.
I sure did. I picked up $3.
So, I mean, no shade. If I was there, I would have picked up a 10, too, and probably went to the ball.
Okay, Mark, if she said it was any 10, she's a liar. It was all $1 bills, and I picked up one, two. I took fucking $3, and I went to buy me a Coke and orange juice.
You got a Coke and an orange juice for $3?
No, I did a mix.
Oh, you had to put a little extra, too. I was about to say, oh, God, that's
no,
one water.
Well, I'm gonna feed on to what you said about, like, if you have a problem with, like, me and you go through our ups and downs. But my house always has supported you. I would never tell my house
And I never would tell my house to boycott anybody ball. I would never, ever do that to anybody. Anybody. I had a conversation with Harold last week, me and him talking. I told him how I felt about certain things concerning what he does. That's just the type of person I am. I would never. If Laura could go in New Official Ballroom right now and read me down, and she have a ball, my house is going to be there. I might not be there. My house is going to be there. I would never tell my husband, oh, you can't go here. You can't. What? That doesn't even, that's just stupid to me. You have a problem with one individual, you take it out on that one individual.
That should backfire. That's what houses need to learn. That should backfire eventually.
Yeah, because what you do to others, is we go do right back to you. And honestly, regardless of what they say, Laura, Marcus, and Rodney about this house, the House of Revlon is a very large house. So if you boycott us, and when I say we're not coming, or you're going to miss that $6,000 that you're going to make off of us, you will miss that. So people need to think twice about boycotting and telling our house not to come. That's a very, very, very deep word to use inside this ballroom thing. Because the boycott you do for one day is so many other balls that comes after that boycott. And it's always going to be a Revlon on the panel. So people need to think about boycotting. If you have something against somebody, just take it out on that person. If Marcus, if I'm not going to support Marcus, I just won't be there. If anyone have anything against Tony Revlon, boycott Tony Revlon Presents. You don't boycott the whole house. That's stupid.
I agree.
Welcome to your other host, Rodney.
Who that?
What's her name?
Alexis.
Yeah, that's her.
She be at work sometimes, so she probably got us on hold and stuff while she just had work and stuff.
Oh. I was hoping Alexis was on the phone.
All right.
But Laura, Marcus, and Ronnie, I don't have no other questions. I'm gonna hang up, but everything would be put up inside the event page this Friday. And once again, I do apologize to the people that made arrangements to come to Richmond, Virginia on October 11th weekend. It was going to be an event that a lot of people would have gagged that the way that we was going to do it, but we would still do it in 2015. And I do hope to see you all there. Even the people that was going to boycott, just think folks, you know, we all have to respect each other. Every house should respect each other houses, especially their house balls. Because back in the day, it was only house balls given. Now anybody can give a ball and all of this other crazy ass shit going on. You know, but Rodney, I thank you, Marcus, the same Laura. Thank you. And I'm ready to go play bingo.
You
some money for me.
All right, Ronnie. Love you. All right, yo.
Thank you for calling in. Love you, too.
All right.
So, Marcus, did anybody from any of those balls that happened over the weekend call in to say congratulations to the house? Jesus.
No, nobody, no.
I want to just say I
really sympathize with the House of Revlon, because just having known how much work goes into planning a ball a month before for someone to try it, like, I don't know what I would, I really don't know how I would respond.
Right.
Y'all, please don't try me. Please don't try me.
You do call in now to, you know, tell the people so they can, you know, stop booking venues or flights and hotels and stuff, and, you know, just save people some money instead of needing to
October to do it.
Not even that, right. All of the planning that goes into it, people don't realize, especially having a ball with multiple people with different opinions, it takes so much to agree on what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, you know, what you're going to put on the table, who's people have arguments about who's commentating the ball. So just to even get to that point and then you're right there at I consider the end, and it all gets shattered by, you know, somebody trying it.
Right.
The state of emergency returns October 8th with Jasmine Couture. Is that the topic for October 8th, Jasmine? Oops, switchboard. I'm sorry, child. I'm sorry. Can we bring Michi back on? We gonna take you off suspension.
Michi went on the suspension.
Sweetie, I've been on the line. I've been muted. Thanks.
Right. Yeah, you were muted, right.
No. I muted my phone, honey. I've been on the line.
Hold on.
I muted my phone.
We'll have a verbal warning session with you a little later.
Baby,
I don't give you a written.
Honey, I ain't never got a vocal warning at a
you gonna get one today.
Company.
So you gonna get one today.
I'll be damned. Hold on.
Okay, well.
Let me go light this blunt. I'll see you gonna play.
You can light the blunt. All you want. You go take it. You don't even have to sign it. You refusing to sign it does not mean it does not go in your file.
Well, if we can get to your file. Okay.
You can get to my. Hold on. First off, let me make this clear. You can get to my file. However, I just want to let you know.
You don't get suspended.
Rodney, how to write up saying? if this behavior continues, you get this could consequences can lead up to including termination.
Right.
I'm not
in charge
of the girls, but I am in charge of you.
No, you're not in charge of me.
It's more like Rodney is like the store manager, and I am like the front of house manager, and you know you are like a crew chief. You know,
actually,
you're still hourly.
Actually, honey, no, baby, I ain't got.
See,
paid
I'm salary. You still hourly.
I haven't got paid hourly since I was 19 years old, and I'm 38 and proud of it, baby. So let me tell you one thing. Does anybody believe that
he hasn't been paid as hourly since 19?
You don't have to. Let me send you my resume, sweetie, and all my work history to be verified, baby. I didn't work where you worked, baby. Okay.
Hold on. Stay with me.
No. Marcus, let me let you know that tonight, honey, I'm not going to learn you. You're not going to learn me. But we're going to learn each other. Okay. So, with that said, you're going to take this resume and understand that since I was 19
years old. Your resume, you can put whatever you want to put on your resume.
I have not been on hourly, honey.
Well.
You know, companies do offer salary these days. Your college job, you know that.
Hold on. Everybody says they make a salary, honey. If you clock in and out, you're not on salary. You just, your hourly rate computes to a salary. If you clock in or out, if you turn in a timesheet, if somebody has to approve it, guess what? You're hourly, doll. I just burst a lot of bubbles.
Could someone from the awards ball call
you? You haven't worked in a while.
If you're winners, please.
Worked in a while? What you mean? Real salary people do not turn in timesheets. They work until the work is done.
Baby, let me explain something to you. If you can sit there all night. For one, with you being there and your presence alone, anytime you log into your computer, whether you think it's a time clock or not,
you think it's like an hourly bitch.
When you showed up and when you showed up. That number
you think
one.
You're like
okay?
an hourly person.
Every company,
there
ain't no motherfucking company going to let you motherfucking just come and go when the fuck you want and pay you a salary. That's a damn motherfucking lie. And think
Michi,
it's going to operate
on the same things you
time.
Don't know about.
Well, baby, every company that I've worked for, sweetie,
that's
from
every
everybody,
that
from,
you
manage,
have worked
from
for.
Management on down, and it ain't been fast food, and it ain't been retail, sweetie, and it ain't been no call center.
It's some fast food managers that leave when the fuck they want to and come when they want to.
And then the ones that don't last too long either.
What do you mean don't last too long?
I have a hello. As a salary assistant general manager for the International Hub of Pancakes, I come to work. My schedule says 11 to 7 or 11 to 8 or 11 to 9 or whatever. I come to work. I don't punch in. I don't do anything. I go. I write up the schedule for the employees. I do what I would do. I leave when the other manager gets here. We don't clock in. We don't clock out. We don't do anything. But we still get our check every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Right.
But, you have a schedule, right?
You work 60 hours.
You have a schedule, right?
Right, we all get a schedule. You all get a schedule.
And if you don't make it there by 11 o'clock, hold on, darling, hold please. And Rodney, if you don't show up there by 11 o'clock, your scheduled time, do you call and let them know that you're running a little late, or you just show up when you want to?
No, I definitely call and say I'm running a little late.
Okay, thank you.
Michi, the bottom line is, there are queens that work.
We're talking about salary, sweetie. We're not talking about whether it's a restaurant or not.
Michi, I refuse to debate with a bitch that just don't know no better. Just because
I know my job that I work, sweetie. I had a time to be there, honey. And if I wasn't there, I had to adhere to that time.
And some people on salary have no time. They have no certain time. They work till the work is done and they leave.
I didn't punch a clock, but what I learned through HR, because one thing about me is this, I always get in good with my HR department, honey. And one thing, any company, whether you on salary or not, and you think you don't have to clock in, baby, if you deal with a computer on a day-to-day basis, you better rest assured. They're clocking you.
Honey, Michi, we'll talk later, girl. When you calm down, I guess that weed done got to you.
I haven't even lit my blunt yet. I'm just talking from experience. And from what I know, your experience is wrong. And from what I know,
Everybody don't clock in, bitch. I can tell you.
I ain't had no time card in years. But I know from experience that, baby, trust me, they can track you if they want to.
But when you get to that point, Marcus, listen and quit on the phone. You said every salary person has a time to be to work. No, they come to work when they want to. Next topic.
I didn't say I was the president or the CEO. Yes, they do what they want to do.
There are people below that don't clock in. Can we get Kadon Milan on the line? Kadon, do you clock in?
I don't think you clock in. For the California Department of Corrections, sweetie, I didn't have to clock in or out, baby, and I had a flex time. Earliest I can come in was 7. The latest I can come in was 10. All I had to work was 7 hours in my day, and I never clocked in, so how would they know?
Jasmine, do you clock in?
Jasmine's the CEO, honey. She clocked into what? She run that motherfucker. She ain't clocked in.
But Marcus, with Kadon, if his schedule, he had a schedule that says maybe I'm working from 9 to 6. But if he go in at 10, then he'll stay to 7. He doesn't clock in and out. I've been to his job.
If he wants to take a 3-hour lunch, he can take a 3-hour lunch. He can work at 11 o'clock at night. At the end of the week, as long as his work is done, they don't have no problem, right?
No. He can't take that long of a lunch. They're going to be calling and asking where the papers are.
They might want something. But if he needed to take a 3-hour lunch and not clock out for 3 hours.
It might be based on the business that you do, because me, at the restaurant, I can see.
You don't have that. Right, because you work in just like retail people. They don't have that luxury. They would have to make sure, because a manager always has to be somewhere. I understand that. Hotels, just like some people who, you know, they have really good jobs, but they may have to work holidays sometime because their business does not close. Hotels don't close. Some stores don't close. Hold on one second. Hello? You have yet to, because I'm on my other phone.
You have an incoming call.
Okay, hold on. I will call you. Hang up the phone. I'm going to hang up and call you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting somebody on the line for an exclusive. This is House of Live In.
You have a caller. 347-422. You're on the air.
Hello.
347.
Hello, hey y'all, it's Keisha.
Hey, Keisha,
what's going on, baby girl?
All
hey,
right.
Keisha.
Let me just say one thing. For a girl who always worked, okay, and I worked in the food service for 13 years, okay, and for those 13 years, yes, I was salaried, and no, I did not punch out. But let me tell you one motherfucking thing. When you salary, the motherfucking crackers will work you like motherfucking slaves and only pay you for a fucking salary, whatever you make it. So they
right.
can pay you salary, but your ass
that
can be working
true.
80 motherfucking hours and feel like a fucking slave. That's
that
why I got out of the food service. Now, not to knock food service, not to knock retail, and I don't know why our people always want to knock people that work in retail and food service. You know what? It's good that we're fucking working, because some of us don't even work and don't want to work. And I wish our people stopped knocking people for working in retail and working in fucking in food service. I think that's unfair. It's unfair. Some people may not have the luxury of working for the city or doing other jobs because they might have a background or what have you. So you can't knock, at least they're working and doing something. Another thing, there are jobs where you do work and you do have to punch in and you are salary. Because the job that I'm doing right now, there are companies where you do have to punch in.
Yeah.
Hello. There are companies. Yes, there are companies that you do have to still punch in. And somebody did hit it on the dot. It's because they want to track and see what you're doing, when you came in and when you left. Because yes, for years people would come in, do only 1 hour, and get paid for fucking 10 hours.
Marcus, yeah, work. We gotta talk.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and interrupt you, Keisha, for one moment. Amp Live In and Season Live In is on the line.
Stay right there, Keisha.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Go ahead, Keisha. Hey, finish your thing. Finish with
that, Keisha. Your phone is sounding kind of bad.
Apple Network.
Okay, there you go. You sound better.
Okay.
What's up? Oh, it's breaking up again.
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. Is someone listening by a computer? If you're by a computer, you have to move.
No, this is me. This is Laura.
Oh, well, this is who?
No, this is Laura.
Okay, well, Laura, you slide over to the side.
Yeah.
Just mute your phone, Laura. So.
What is that?
Hello? Okay, I don't know.
Cricket caller.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. We can't hear you. I mean,
can't hear you.
You see Brandy out there?
There we go.
She wins.
Oh, she's gonna put the phone down while I work.
Who is that? Hello.
Hello.
So what?
Hold on, Season. We can't hear y'all. Okay, hold on. Hold the line.
Switchboard.
Can you call me on my 980 number? Okay.
Hello.
Look, Caesar, I do not have all day, yo.
You act like I'm not running this switchboard.
Amp, y'all are live.
Oh, we on here now, Amp.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you. Yo, what's up, Marcus?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, so what's up with this marathon business?
Well, since Rodney conducted the interview, I'll let Rodney give the recap. I was muted.
All right.
Rodney.
Look, real talk, I'm at work. I don't need a recap. Point blank, I don't have no reason to sabotage no Revlon function, no Tony function, nobody function. So what I don't appreciate is Tony or whoever getting up on here saying that I'm sabotaging or I'm sending messages out. I was probably the only motherfucker that went up there and tried to help the motherfuckers try to find a fucking venue. So fuck you, fuck that house.
Ooh.
I don't give a fuck.
Ooh, bitch. All right.
Right.
Well, I will clock in on that note.
Well, how you doing, Al?
Hold on, hold on.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay, I think Graham got disconnected. So he's at work.
Well, he said a lot.
But what I didn't understand was how that was a story that got started. And Ant was one of the people that was trying to get the house, even just the leaders, to go to the ball from the retreat. And I think that was just ridiculous that he could even come up with that story.
Wait, who is that?
This is Season.
Oh, hey. Okay.
So, Season, now that the ball has been postponed to another weekend and you guys are still having your retreat, in the future you guys will be
going to the ball. It was never a problem with us not coming to the ball because we didn't use the House of Revlon or Rashid or anything. We just had something that was already going on, and we wasn't canceling our event for nobody else's ball.
Okay. And now, for the guy who's at Skateland who said Amp's name and said he was calling in, do y'all have any?
I had no idea what that was about. Yeah, and as far as Amp not being able to have a ball, because we owed money, ludicrous. I mean, anybody that knows us know we don't have a problem with having money, so that was never an issue. Our ball was paid for well in advance. We didn't owe anything, so that's just stupid.
Well, the Lavin ball was 2 years ago, right?
I don't even know why it just came up. I'm sure everybody on the phone heard him say that, you know, they didn't want Amp to have his ball there because of LaCroix's old money from our house ball. Stupid. Amp was away during our house ball. So he didn't even have any dealings with our house ball. And on top of that, we dealt with the owner. When Amp has balls there, he deals with a side man that don't have nothing to do with the building, that has access to the building. So it's all bullshit. But I guess, you know, stories have to be made up, you know, to cover whatever. But that's not the case on our end.
Switchboard, can you make yourself clear? I'm not quite understanding. Okay, Skateland's ownership has changed, correct?
Exactly. So even if we did owe money, which we don't, that wouldn't even be the same people. So, I mean, y'all put the stories together. Come on, Neil. Ain't nobody stupid around here. I mean, I guess when people fast talk, people just listen and, you know, think people are going to not push it together. But that story didn't even make sense. It's different ownership, like you said.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to beat around the bush no more. I'm going to put the story. I'm going to tell y'all what we got from it, okay? And I hate to do this on the radio. Just these are just my personal what I get from it. Since the LaCroix ball, there has been a ball at Skateland that Amp had. Remember, he had one of those.
He has a few.
Right.
He had a couple.
Particularly that mini
ball.
The assassin's ball. Correct.
Right.
Is maybe that one of the balls that didn't go so well? Or you're not going to say, because after that, that's the last ball I remember at Skateland. And people
actually mixing up
the titles.
Two Assassin's balls that I know of that was there.
It might have been two of the three. I think it was three balls total, right? And then, it was three Assassins. And, it might have been two of them there. I mean, neither the case, I think y'all have, you know, Tony has said it, and then y'all have said there are no hard feelings. Y'all do plan on y'all plan on going to the ball. The ball is moved now. A question from an audience member is that you guys have typically had a ball Columbus Day weekend, and now you're having retreats. Do you guys plan to dominate Columbus Day weekend?
No, it just so happened that there wasn't anything planned that weekend. It's one of the few weekends out of the year that you have a four-day weekend. So it just seemed like the perfect time for us, since we have people all over the country. to come in and have enough time to have a retreat. That was the only reason. And at that time, like he said, he asked Michi about having the ball back in January.
Okay,
by
Marcus,
April,
I don't mean to, Marcus,
by
I don't
April,
mean to interrupt you. Who's this talking?
This is Season.
Oh, okay, Season. Okay, with Amp.
Amp hung up. He's at work.
Okay, Debit said what? I was really
Blimey.
Nice on the phone the last time. What did that bitch say?
Why is everybody quiet?
He said, fuck you and your house, to be clear. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay. That bitch ain't built like that. Now, the last time I was on this phone, I was very nice. I was very nice. And like I stated, that by the Morbius move, the Levins would be there. Now, you could tell
right.
that bitch, he better not ever come the fuck out. Okay, for that bitch to say, fuck my house, that bitch could say, fuck me, but you are not going to disrespect my motherfucking house. So, Season, you better check that bitch before I check him out of here.
Ooh.
That's some real shit. And you see, that's the problem with the ballroom scene. I didn't disrespect that bitch. I never said fuck him or anything like that. I told you what was said. For that bitch to come on here and try to disrespect my house, that bitch, he may as well stay at work for the rest of his life. He better never come the fuck out. Fuck, he said fuck my house. That bitch ain't built like that.
Oh.
He saw one of my members set his house on fire years ago. You better keep the key.
Oof.
You better keep the fucking key. And y'all all know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah. This is being recorded.
Maya.
Season.
Oh, holy
fire. What'd you say?
Okay.
Fire. You can't stop
okay.
me
now. So.
No.
But Tony, actually did say too, though, that he tried to help y'all. So why would he try to help y'all if he was the one that would try to, you know, sabotage?
Let me tell you, Marcus, you want me to call Jarvis? That nigga ain't going to lie. Because
yeah, I'm not understanding. I'm not. My whole thing was, Tony, my whole thing was you wouldn't know because you're not in our meetings. But Amp has been pushing for y'all. And has actually was trying to get people to go to your ball, leave the retreat. That's in Charlotte,
okay.
Carolina, and drive 6 hours
okay.
from our retreat
okay, let
to
me
come
ask
to
you,
your ball.
Let me ask, okay, who's just talking right now?
That's Season.
It's this season again.
Oh, that's you, Season, and what house you in?
Look in, this season. Drag
okay.
Season, this season. Tony.
Old season, darling, old season.
I know Season, I love
Tony was being catty,
Season, let me tell you, me and Michi been going through it and going at it for the last couple of times I saw him. I told Season, and I said it on the radio, I said it on the video, I feel very disrespected about the house. Season, when y'all was Karan's and all that, Michi knew about this Revlon ball since January.
Okay,
Season, wait. Y'all didn't know about it, but Michi knew about it. So y'all made a retreat in April. Honestly,
right.
What the hell are we talking about? The ball was postponed.
We talked about it because it's still going on. Everything is still being brought up. So at the end of the day, I'm just going to hear
that punk-ass bitch Amp. That bitch, he has something to say to me. He got my motherfucking number. So that bitch want attention. I'm going to give him attention.
I don't think he wanted attention.
You just brought his
name up on a radio show.
Season.
Saying
the
that he
same
sabotaged your ball.
Season, the same way that you got on here and said what you had to say,
out of respect and honor that I have for you, he should have called me cheap. That bitch ain't built like that. I don't fuck with that nigga like that no more.
1 second. 917-972.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Are you talking?
Hang up.
917. Bye.
Yeah,
okay.
Bye. Okay, Marcus, invite me. When Marcus said that Ant was on his phone, I said I don't need him to get on his phone because I'm not going to allow that man to bring me out of my character. Out of the respect still, I said, if you get on this phone, me and him are going to go at it. So it's no need for him to get on this phone. Because whenever my mind is made up, nobody, if you know me for years, nobody could change my mind. My mind is made up.
But when your name is put, I'll be honest with you. You remember when I was accused of changing the ballots for House of the Year and you came on the radio and accused me of it? And I called in to defend myself. It really wasn't to speak to you. It was more to speak to the people and be like, well, I would never do anything like that. But because you were convinced at the time that I did that, I didn't do nothing. Once again, I did not change the ballot. You cannot change the online ballot. You cannot. All these years, you still think I changed the ballot? But it's more of you coming on to defend yourself because nobody wants to be labeled as, you know, a snitch or somebody that sabotaged or a cheater or a liar. So especially him being a promoter.
So, Mark, when you came up to defend yourself, did you say, fuck the Revlon, fuck the House of Revlon, I didn't change the motherfucking thing. Did you come out your mouth like that?
Well, no, but
okay.
Some people respond in different ways. You know, because
Marcus, I understand what you're saying. That when I did never say it, I never said fuck an amp or anything like that. For him to get on this phone, like that nigga is built like that. That nigga's not built like that, yo.
Oh.
He should listen. Bitch, first of all, I'm talking. The House of Revlon didn't get on this radio show. I did. So you should have said, fuck me. But you ain't going to say, I'm not going to tolerate the disrespect with this house no more. And that goes for any motherfucking body. I don't disrespect no other house. Okay, I said what it was about the house. I said what I said to Michi. And I said it to Michi that I feel disrespect. He asked me, and me here, I talked and talked and talked. And he kept saying, Uncle, it's not like I feel disrespected, Michi, because I have supported. Me and Michi relationship go way deep. We go deeper than any one of y'all think. If y'all want to know, when I have a lover and Michi sent this stuff to me, it goes deep. So, and I have supported Michi in the House of Aquar. I have supported him as a co-woman. When Michi first walked runway, I was there. Season the same way. So, like, and I'm being real. Michi asked me a question, do I feel the shade is coming from the LaCroix or the Arisu? And I kept it real with him. I said, I think it's more coming from the House of Arisu. I said, Michi, you and Season, if it wasn't a retreat, y'all would have been at that Revlon Ball.
347-861.
And I also said to Michi, that they're forgetting where the fuck they came from.
Wait, I want to know what was Caesar just saying just now before Derek got on the phone about the whole management thing and all of that was stupid. Like, what was he just saying now? Can you see all that?
What I was saying was
at when Tony was initially on the phone. He said that Amp called in because he was upset that he wasn't allowed to have his awards ball there because the LaCroix ball owed money. And I said that was foolishness because we would never owe anybody money, and anybody that knows us would know that. That's what I said.
I can also call – if y'all want me to call motherfucking Jarvis. I can call Jarvis on this motherfucking phone. I'm delivering a message that Jarvis told me, which is probably the person that y'all gave the deposit to. This is what Jarvis telling me. I can definitely get on second on the phone because he said the same thing. Whatever happened with the LaCroix ball, it ran over to Ant Awards ball. This is
well, you know, Amp had two balls, but you know, but Tony, you know, Amp had two balls there since then, right?
I don't know. Only thing I know about
the LaCroix ball. The LaCroix ball was in 2011. It's 2014. Mm-hmm. Amp came home and had two assassin's balls in that place since then.
Oh.
And management has changed. So even if it had happened, the management is two different people.
Okay, when he had his first ball, what house he was in? LaCroix?
The first ball, you mean since he
was probably
home?
A Sinclair then. The first ball, they've been using Skate Land forever.
No, when I'm talking about Marcus, when he came, Season just stated that when Amp came home, he had two balls.
The Assassin's,
right.
Then,
what ball?
The LaCroix supposedly owed money, not the Levinians. So therefore, Amp had a new name. So
yeah, he was a long vet.
That's what I'm understanding.
But okay, but if they owe money, why would they let him have another ball there?
Because of the fact that, hold on for a minute.
That's what you're trying to say. That's what I'm getting.
Why don't you call Tony Carter, Javier, or whatever his name is, and just
Jarvis
or
something.
What he's doing.
I wouldn't know who was that.
Was that Boogie that just came on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was Boogie.
Hello, everyone. I just want everybody to say everything that they were saying from the beginning. All the little slick stuff that sounds stupid and this is stupid.
It ain't no slick stuff. It's the truth. I mean, you were saying,
I guess he's just trying to cover up for whatever problems he got on his end. Like, say all of that stuff.
I didn't say whatever problems he had on his end. I said it sounded stupid, and whatever he's trying to make up to cover up what's going on.
And it's recorded.
It don't have nothing to do with it.
Hello, I'm back on the phone. Jarvis.
Yes.
Okay, when me was on the phone earlier, the last time that me was on the phone, and I said that I was on a conference call, what name did you mention that was calling venues?
The guy answered it.
Okay, now.
You said they got Amp in it, so you're saying that Amp called? So you're saying
Excuse me, I'm not even finished. Okay. The reason why Marcy was having a hard time of us having our ball there was because of what happened and what ball.
Because Amp had owed money before from last year at a ball that they had to the old owner. Yes, to the old owner because they bought the skate last at the end of December last year. And when that owner left, he told her about Amp and them, you know, the balls, old having a delinquent account.
And what house was Amp? So he was a LaCroix then?
So when y'all came with y'all thing, Amp had already tried to have another ball there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him another place across town on Williamsburg Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to her and told her that y'all were a different group.
Mm-hmm.
And she was okay with that. But then somehow Al went back to her in the last couple of weeks or 3 weeks or so. I've been talking to her again or talking to somebody, trying to get a new date for a ball. And she's thinking that I'm, you know, trying some funny shit. That y'all and Al is the same, you know, group. And I keep telling her no.
Oh, okay. But Am never told her not to have a ball for the Revlon, right?
He caught other venues.
Yes, she's thinking that it's all the same group, and I'm trying to tell her that Amp is a totally different group. But he is the one that owed the old owner the money.
Right.
Right.
But you're saying that Amp told her not to let them have a ball, correct?
No, no, no. Amp did not say that. Amp is trying to back
down. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Okay.
Okay. Okay, wait, okay. That's Scalarland, wait season. Jarvis, when me was on the phone earlier and about the other venue, didn't you say that Ant was calling the other venue about...
He went over there and met with them.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to book
right.
another ball.
They tried to.
But I didn't ask them what date he was trying to book.
Okay, but where did all this come from? When we was on the phone, you said he was calling the other venues.
Yes, he went over there. He didn't call me. He went there. I went. He went there and spoke with them. When they called me about it, I went over there. And I'm like, okay, I didn't know. They said the guy with the ball. I didn't know whether they were talking about you or whether they were talking about him. Because whenever, like at the skate land, when they said the guy with the ball, I kept thinking they were talking about you, Tony.
Oh, no. But you could have known they wasn't talking about me because, I mean, you can communicate. And no, anything I would have done with Caitlin, I would have been communicating with you. So that couldn't have been me.
I know now.
Okay, let me also say this to you. You don't have to say the amount. Did I give you a deposit?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Months ago.
Okay, then.
Can I ask a question?
So now... Now that we know that they're two separate entities, does the owner understand that they're not those the same people?
No, she is still not. She's still thinking that it's some kind of way.
Okay, well, can I ask a question? She thinking that somebody is trying to rent the venue for
Amp? Honestly, I'm going to keep it as real as possible right now.
The LaQuad.
Jarvis, me and you already talked, Jarvis. I appreciate everything. Our house ball is postponed. It's postponed.
Okay.
It's nothing that, okay, all these other questions, it's no need. It's no need. I just wanted Jarvis to get on his phone. He said what Kelly said, that it wasn't paid. It was paid for. Jarvis, I thank you. Our ball is postponed. I know Season would be there. I know Michi would be at our next ball. Whoever don't want to come, that's fine as well. Me and Jarvis already talked. He already said he's going to send me my money back.
Okay, but Tony.
And honestly, what? Who's that?
Tony.
That's
this is Season. Now, can I just want you to say now that you're clearing things up, that now did you see Amp did not have anything to do with trying to sabotage your ball?
Honestly, I don't give a fuck now. He said, fuck them.
I mean, but at the end of the day, Tony, I mean, all the pain from him, him feeling some type of way. Tony, let me speak, because every time you said something, I shut up.
Wait. Jarvis, remember when I was on my conference call, me and you was talking, and I said, I have to get back on my conference call because I need you, because I'm on my conference call, and then I said, oh, you know something, I need you to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say to me, I really thought you said to me, Boogie, you said that he was calling the other venue.
And he was.
Yeah,
and you know why he was calling the other venue?
Say that again. I'm sorry. Can you see that?
What did you say, Caesar?
I said he was calling the other venue because you had called him and asked for his help. So he was trying to help you, Tony. That's why he's so pissed, because he was trying to help you. Like he said, I was the only motherfucker that was looking out for you, trying to help.
Hey, Tony.
Hmm?
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't know what Amp was telling him, but I know he was talking to him about a ball. I'm not saying that he was intentionally trying to sabotage you, but that's how they took it.
Okay. That's all I need to hear. Thank you. Goodbye. Along with what I said is what Jarvis said, and I thank you.
That's not what he said. No, that's not what you said, Tony.
You're manipulating words, and I mean no disrespect, but you're manipulating words.
And okay, it's just been cleared up that Amp did not call, didn't do what you said he did. He was actually trying to help you. And, I mean, just, you know, being in honesty and all fair, we talk about ballroom and things that happen in ballroom. I mean, so we got to step up and be a man at the end of the day
And because what it sounds like is these people already was not using Amp.
for his services. So being as though he was coming in trying to help the Revlons, they thought he was looking trying to get his ball for himself. So they were telling him no. That's what happened. Because they think y'all wanted the same.
But then he also just said that that's the way they were, that the, that he just said that the other venue was taking, like, he, that he was putting the house down. He just said that. He said maybe Ant probably didn't mean it that way, but that's what the venues were saying. That's how the venues
were
taking
it. I still don't think, I don't really know how many venues really know ballroom that well unless you rented them before. So, like, even if you get on the, like, what could he say? It seems crazy for you to call a venue or go to a venue and say, oh, I'm trying to, we're trying to have this here, you know, will you rent to us? But, oh, it might get crazy or they might be doing coke in the bathroom. I mean, that's just, we never tell a venue that. That's just something that slips up on them once they get there. We know it's going to be coke there. We know it's going to be underage people there.
The same way them sending a video there. And everything. I went by what Jarvis said to me. He said the same thing on this thing. I'm going to go by what he said. And that's it. Once my mind is made up, Marcus know me, Caesar know me, my mind is made up. If he got on this phone to be bad, he's bad. And that's just that.
Well, no, he actually got on the phone to defend himself because he felt he was accused of something
that he did not do. Okay. Okay, Caesar, you're going to be Caesar. You're going to stand up on the
street.
One of your house members.
That's not me talking about right here. And
what I'm going to say, he defended himself on this show. He defended himself with me. And that's sad. So me and you go at it for what? The LaCroix was a mention. It wasn't Caesar LaCroix. It wasn't Mickey LaCroix. I don't give a fuck. It is what it is. So all this going back and forth for what, yo?
Area code 516-582. 516-582. Hello?
Hello?
516-582.
Hang up, switchboard. Thank you.
Oh. I mean, so 347-891.
Come on, Marcus. Go ahead, Marcus.
347-891. Well, no, what I don't understand is how can, and I, this just sound like some nigga shit, where the venue, even if you owed, if somebody was owed for the old venue, when you sell the venue, you're not selling your debt. So, I mean, would you really tell that person, just, you know, not to, I'll give you an example. Okay, y'all know the little place where we have the aftermaths, usually the little gym, the Boys and Girls Club, right? She always finds a reason to keep our deposit. No matter what we give her, it could be $500, she finds something wrong to keep it. Well, the next time we rent it, she just goes up on the price so we know that she's going to do that, but she's convenient. But she has yet to stop renting to us because she felt like, you know, she understands that cleaning up comes with a part of the deal.
I think what happened is that evidently whoever the LaCroix dealt with, the original people, they, whatever situation that happened, the LaCroix owed them money for not cleaning up and some other stuff.
How much money could you really be talking about? Because
I don't know how much
Skateland costs. So it really
can't be so much
money.
What I think is, who Marcy and them must be family with the old.
And maybe that's what it is. Right. And they working out. Because it couldn't be you just sold it to a random person and they supposed to care that they owed you money. That would be my lesson learned. If they owe you money, when they come to me to rent, I'm just going to charge them more and I'm going to get mine up front.
But it was said that when after the other two balls, he dealt with somebody else, like some older white man that was working there at night. He didn't deal with the original.
Okay,
people.
Let's just go back all the way back. That's not how we used to go. I know somebody that had the ball there. They used to be the black man that would rent, that would basically stay late. He been gone, right?
They fired
No, that's not right. Oh, he's an old black man. I'm sorry, the old black man.
No, they fired him.
Old black man, that's right. And
no,
it was a white guy running it.
Yes, a white man. That's because the black man wasn't there no more.
The old black man is not there anymore, but Amp was the one that was he was dealing with the old black man for the last two balls that he threw there.
No, yeah. That man been gone.
Maybe we're talking about
a different black man then.
The black guy you're talking about is Jarvis. But he called himself another name, J-Lo or something. That's Jarvis.
He was there like 4 years ago?
That's him. Let me clear this up.
Jarvis was there years ago. Jarvis had left, and so the white man took it back over. Now, in some kind of way, Jarvis is back. So it is the same man. It was just a period of time when Jarvis wasn't there anymore. When the LaCroix ball happened, Jarvis wasn't there. We had to deal with the fat white man that owns the building.
Right.
Well, was I supposed to
feel
that? Sorry.
Well, hey, pay it. And he was doing some undercover shit at nighttime when the white man didn't even know what was going on.
Who's
that talking? Caesar?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, what Caesar just said is completely right. Jarvis, whatever happened years ago with Jarvis, what Jarvis do is, and he kept it real with me. The owners didn't want anything to go on at night. So Jarvis, they would tell Jarvis, you can do whatever you want to do at night, as long as the venue is the way it's supposed to be once they come in there the next morning. So what other transaction people was doing, it was doing it through Jarvis. That's why Jarvis gave it to 9 o'clock a.m. because the owners come in at 10:30 a.m. So everything had to be cleaned up before the new owners came in.
Yeah, so that's why now that it's a new owner, I think that was part of the reason why Ev couldn't have his ball there because now they didn't have Jarvis. They had the white lady. And you had to be out of there by 7 o'clock in the morning.
No,
okay.
Jarvis been there with the new owners on season. He came back with the new owners.
Okay, so I'm just going to put it all in the air because this used to be. So they used to say that somehow maybe the money always didn't get turned in to the owner. Could that possibly be how a balance is owed? Because, see, I guess to me, if I'm renting a place, I'm not giving it to the worker. I'm giving it to the owner, and then the owner give the worker whatever he want to give them. I ain't giving the worker nothing.
Because the
worker can't put me out.
Oh, that was Jarvis. That was his second, you know, that was his second.
His second hustle, right.
Right.
He could put out like everybody else.
But, Marcus, anybody was having a ball there, Susan could get on this phone, too. You had to go through Jarvis because Jarvis is the one that worked at night. The owners.
Yeah, without revealing too much. Somebody I was friends with had a ball there, and because there was a situation. I have met that man, and I understand how I kind of understand that whole process. So I see that part, but if the Lavins allegedly the LaCroix owe money for the venue not being cleaned up. I'm pretty sure at the end of the night, because wasn't it like every hour you had to go and pay them the overage? He wanted it on the hour?
Well, they got paid, and the thing was we didn't owe anything because the only thing that they got was a cleanup deposit for some of the stuff, and that was it. We didn't owe any money.
You remember that ball? We're not going to say their name, but remember that ball where you had your friend come down and I was in the DJ booth? Remember every hour we had to keep taking the money?
That's because he probably worked out a deal that he didn't have his money all up front. The Lavins paid their money already.
Well, no, I meant for the overtime, because remember we were kind of paying for, the ball.
Well, maybe that was Jarvis is dealing, because the white man didn't do that. And from my understanding, the same thing is going on with this new white lady. They don't even care about overtime. Like, once that time is up, it's up. That's why he didn't even have the ball there this year,
because it was no way the ball was going to finish by 7 a.m. That's how I got, ended up moving over to the flea market.
Right.
New management, new rules.
Well, if you could, I mean, realistically, if you started a ball at 10, you could be out by 7.
If you started a ball at 10, but everybody knows Virginia is synonymous with having balls that start at 3 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Change the history.
You got the girls, they're going to work, they're going to go to college, or they're going to be in their room relaxing until that time.
Oh,
right, and then you can't even, and then, and I don't know if you said you used it before, but you can't even get in that place until after 12, like the La Croix ball, so that's too late, because we couldn't even get a stage put in until after 12 o'clock, or to decorate or anything. So if you want a ball that's going to look like something, you got to wait till after 12 to even get in the building.
Yes, that was then. Just like you say, new owner, new rules.
Okay.
We was going to get there, as you could see, the door, our doors opened up at 11:45. We was getting in there at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Because whatever was happening back then, I guess it was a skating time or something like that. Because I remember me being at the high school lacrosse ball, and y'all was still decorating. So y'all did get in there at a certain time. But with this new owner, whatever Jarvis was doing, we was getting in there at 9 o'clock to decorate. Because I guess
okay, so they must have stopped skating at 8 now.
No, they stopped skating at 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's about normal time, because who really goes to skates on Saturday now? They should just sell the place. Wow. That's, well, it kind of, it's a lot.
No, it's not a lot. It's been changed. The place is a new place. So, you know, we're coming to the new ball. We want to be in full force. So, I mean, all of that is water under the bridge at this point.
Are y'all still going?
Why wouldn't we go? We don't have anything against Tony. I mean, I'm sure that him and Amp shit can be rectified over some time. I mean, right now Tony's upset, but that don't have nothing to do with the house. I mean, the house is still coming. Like before, if it's something that he went through with some of the Lon Ben members in Atlanta, that's neither here nor there. We still were coming if we could have.
Y'all getting the table?
Why wouldn't we? We get a table at every major bowl. Okay.
Is he going to be in the front?
Sometimes two and three.
Tony, is the table going to be in the front?
Okay, you said, well, you know, we stay in the front. We get two and three.
I apologize. Let me say this. I'm glad that Laura did say that. Okay, the houses that did pay for their table, if you need your refund back, you just have to inbox it to me, and I was green dot it right back to you. Instead of $200, green dot right back to you. Instead of green dotting $200, I will green dot you $195 because it costs $495.
What? Well, to all those houses that want to send those $195 green dots to me, I'll take the $5 loss for paying
the
bonus.
Okay.
But the houses that did pay, and if you still want to tables at the Scandal Ball in March, if y'all already paid for, and the tables go still at the same location. Who paid first will get the first table, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You should have told them
okay,
no refund, bitch. Fuck that.
Huh?
No refund.
Since you've already said March, can we just go ahead and get the date? So, because it's... y'all know, that means y'all just don't have no more balls in March. Mm-hmm. Y'all already know it's awards balls in March and everything else, so y'all playing a court. The March is full now. Nobody have a ball. Nobody else.
Once we get to the venue, we push them for the end of March, the beginning of April.
And I'm going to make some more phone calls. And I just want to say I do apologize to all the people that did. My main thing is to the people that made their tickets and their hotels and all that. The House of Revlon, we really do apologize for that, but it was not
well,
our
fault. For everybody who wants to know how to get out of, to get your refund, you just call your bank and say you did not authorize that purchase. You may have to sign a paper, and within 24 to 48 hours, your money will be back in your account.
Yeah, them girls ain't got bank accounts.
But some of them didn't do it with their account.
they was already praying that, they was already hoping that their plane ticket still be there if they did it that early.
But see that I also did say, I don't know if you listened, I did say the Levins was going to be there anyway after Richie. But my problem my problem was not with the House of Levin. My discrepancy was with Michi. Me and him talked. I read him. He said what he had to say. I read him back. Blah, blah, blah. It was with Michi. Because the House of Levin really did not know that me and Michi spoke. Michi said to me he forgot about that conversation. So that's why I'm
not.
Huh?
Laura.
You were
at
Marco's
school
now.
Shut up, Mark.
Tony, do you know what city the ball is going to be in now?
Yeah, I do.
Y'all not going to pay my question, bitch. I said, are you an app cool now?
If me and who?
App.
If me and him cool.
Yeah, because you said your part was with
me too. You know me. That bitch said, fuck me. And that definitely was not a fake profile that said it.
But he didn't call. But he didn't call around.
Yes, you heard what Jarvis said, that's the way the owners was taking it.
But that's not his fault that they took it that way, Tony.
See, the one thing I like about you, you're really standing up for your house, brother. That's what's up.
It's one of those situations where sometimes people may think, because y'all tell me I say stuff shady all the time, and I really don't mean it that way, but maybe it's just how the person interpreted it.
That bitch got on the phone and said, it's not like, the way I'm looking at it, like, Caesar, when I did, like someone that's about their life. They've been saying about their life to get on their motherfucking phone and say fuck Tony Revlon and fuck the House of Revlon. Who the fuck that nigga think he is?
See, Laura, you don't got him. He can't calm down. You got him all worked up again.
Calm. Well, he ain't getting no ball coming up. Shit, his next ball in March. Shit.
on a defense mechanism, and it's not. Can't nobody sit up on this phone now. We tap dancing around this bullshit.
Well,
ain't nobody sit up on this phone. Go sit here and say if anybody call in and accuse them and say that they've done something, and then somebody
you
else calls
in. Talking to Tony Michi? Are you talking
and
to
that,
Tony?
I'm talking to everyone. Ain't nobody gonna call
this?
In.
Ooh.
This is Michi. Not Levin, but
thank you.
the Jarvis child never said that Amp sent in a video, and Tony, that's where it stemmed from. That's where all this stemmed from. Amp called in on defense, and I mean, come on, let's just be real here.
Michi, let's be real. I never said Amp. In no video. I never said that.
You sure didn't.
I said what I said, what Jarvis said to me. I said about him calling around to venues. That's what I said.
He called around to assist you, to help
you. Tony, can I ask you this one question?
And
did
Jarvis
you ever call
Jarvis, hold on. Jarvis never stated that Amp was out to sabotage you. He never stated that. Right or wrong?
I'm going by
No. Did Jarvis come on the radio show? This is Michi Ebony. Did Jarvis come on the radio show and say that Amp was out to sabotage your ball or your house? He never said that.
He never said that, but what he said was that's the way. So okay, how is a
he was made a suspect.
Okay, how is a owner gonna, if you walk into a venue, Michi Ebony, if you walk into a venue and you're trying to get that venue, if you saying that you want to have an event there, how else could an owner take that of you sabotaging something? If you saying them, if you
because if you remember
you
correctly, he already said that
you had to say something negative.
No, he was already on the blacklist right now. Obviously, it looks like Amp was on the blacklist.
Amp was already on the blacklist.
If he was out looking for you, if you called him, right, and you said yourself, Tony, that you called Amp a week ago and asked him to help you find a venue, correct?
Correct.
So he was out calling around and showing up to places looking for you a venue. Going out of his way. That man is working two jobs now, but he went out of his way looking for you, and he didn't even know he was on the blacklist, because now he knows. Well, he don't know now until I tell him, but he's on the blacklist. But he's looking for you, and they're thinking he's looking for him.
So what Michi Ebony saying, in season saying, is that the old owner called every venue and told them about Ant.
My rebuttal is based off of what I've heard on the show. I haven't talked to Amp. I'm going off of what you said, Tony, when you came on with Rodney, versus, you know, what.
But Jarvis
came on the show, and then to the fact of, you know, I'm not saying what Amp did was right, but however, at the end of the day, that man was heated because he felt he was accused of something, and he felt he was trying to help you. And if I'm going to just be real, and Tony, you got to be real too. If you were trying to help somebody and they turned around and came up on a broadcast show and came for you like that, you're not going to come up on here and hand them and ask them for their address and send them an edible arrangement and a box of chocolates. Come on. Come on, let's be real.
But, okay, I'm going to be real with you, Michi Ebony. If that was me, if I'm not about that motherfucking life, I'm not going to say fuck Michi in the House of Ebony either.
No, but again, at the end of the day, the way he dealt with his anger and the way you dealt with your anger, just like you said, he has your number, that means you have his. So you can call him as well. See, your whole argument, Tony, is all about a respect thing. And respect goes two ways. It's all about your argument is about a respect thing. You felt Amp disrespected you, right or wrong.
Go ahead.
So it's all about a respect thing. And it's going to continue to not have no respect until somebody picks up the respect cord. And that's what's wrong with ballroom. One person disrespects, so let me go back and disrespect you. And then it continues to carry on, and it flusters into something crazy and big to the point that two people could have sat down like grown men and resolved the shit out over the phone because y'all both have each other's contact.
Right.
Who's saying right, season? So maybe
yes,
Evan,
I am.
Is you friends with Ant?
Yes.
I'm associates with Amp. I'm associates with Amp. I don't use the word friend lightly. I'm associates.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
But at the end of the day, associate or not, I'm going to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep it 100. And it's no. I mean,
you should have just said no. You should have just said no.
Yeah. Tony.
Oh, my God. If you'd have said no.
No, Tony. No.
Cause y'all really not associates, Michi. Y'all don't talk on the phone. Do you even have his number?
Here we go.
Yeah, I have Amp's number. I do have Amp's number.
Yeah.
It's on 1,000 blue flyers. Everybody got it.
Michi was the bartender at Amp's and Bam's ball at the Virginia Woods ball.
Rodney, you're his son. How do you feel about the situation?
Let's not be political. Let's keep it real.
Listening to what he said, I will agree that it sounded like it was a miscommunication. I will agree to that.
That's your son, Tony.
On the setup part. I was going to talk to my father later, but since you asked, I'm going to be honest, because I'm about that life. Even though the Levins don't support me, I'm still not going to care.
You know what? The Levins
are supporting us. Pandemonium weekend.
Oh, my God. Rodney, was the only few people that got to walk your ball last year? Hello?
No, me.
Wasn't our vote filmed in the last battle?
Y'all came to support man. I said my personal venue, my personal.
When I think of one member, I think of the whole house. I'm sorry.
No, when I have my event, which is Rodney Prodigy or Rodney Milan, the Levins were scarce to none, mostly none. But you know, that's how it is.
You know what?
Well,
it
which
is not
you talking about,
Ryan?
It wasn't the Levin side. It was the other side.
Oh, my God. Here y'all go with that. We are one house.
Where's Michi at? Michi?
Yeah.
Michi? Okay. I think you got, like, you really thought I said that Ant was the one that sent the video.
I think what they're trying to say, Tony, is that you owe Amp an apology. That's what they want to say, but they're trying to beat around the bush.
Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
Really? Why y'all get this mess started?
That's what they're trying to say. Okay, look.
Yes.
They're trying to tell you that they think you owe Amp an apology, but they try to say it in a nice, professional, I got a ball coming up type of way. But that's what
they
want to say.
I got no ball coming out.
Okay, I don't owe him anything. I went by, like, okay, I'll say this to y'all. When what other drivers said to me on the phone and what he just said to on the phone with y'all, he didn't say it that way to me. He did not say it that way. And people on my conference call could say the same way that he said it to us on our conference call. The conference call that Marcus know about. So therefore, he said it.
Not just Marcus.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Michi. Michi, Laura, Marcus, the way he said it now, I will understand why Michi's saying the way Michi's saying it and how Michi's feeling, how Caesar's feeling. But he didn't say all of that, you know, because, and then at the end of the day, like Michi line is at the end of the day, I still don't understand how someone can solve something if you in there talking about negative and you talking about getting a venue. Now, such as this blacklist, I don't know anything about no blacklist or anything like that. I don't know about him being on no blacklist. That I don't know. Now, I also did Tony Revlon try to get the same venue that Amp had his awards ball? Yes, it was booked. Now, the other venues, once I said such and such name, da la la, you know, but I'll find out about Amp tonight.
And I just want you to think about one more thing, Tony. Do you think if he was really going to sabotage your ball, he would have went in there knowing everybody knows who he is and say, don't let the motherfuckers have no ball, like that wasn't going to get back?
Honestly, we didn't have no motherfucking ball.
What I'm saying is, did you think he would have walked in there himself and said that to anybody?
Okay. Caesar, Michi, the girlfriend's aunt.
I'm just making sense, Tony.
Can we get an estimated city? Can you tell us, is the ball going to be in the Northeast, the Southeast?
Oh, my God. Marcus, they want me to squash the situation with Aunt.
Tony Revlon squashed the situation with Amp. However, whatever my house do with him saying fuck the house of Revlon, whatever the...
Oh, Tony, I thought you controlled your house.
Well, Tony,
you said
Tony,
you controlled
you
your
control,
house.
You have control over that. You have control over that. You have control
and
over
that. I mean, you're a pioneer. You're a pioneer. You shouldn't even let stuff like that go on.
Baby.
Hold on, y'all. It's going to calm down over a while. Can we find out where the ball's going to be? Can y'all calm down for a second? Can we know where the ball, like what area the ball going to be in?
You can't do that right now, Marcus.
Just don't get the address out.
I'm just saying, because what happens is look at it like this. You're having the ball in March, or you plan to have the event around in March. It's already a lot of awards balls going on, so for everybody who needs to plan, because honestly, that was going to be my topic today. Some people need to sit the fuck down with all this. They having a ball, whatever they're having it. You just got to respect what's already on the calendar. So seeing that a house ball does take precedence.
You let me tell you. Let me say this, Marcus. I respected houses. When I decided, and I said it on the show earlier, when everything came out about the video, about the Ford and all this stuff, I went through the month. I said, this is exactly what I said to my house. I had two conference calls. I had my parents and leader conference calls, and I had an overall conference call. I said, we cannot have a ball in November because that's the Mugler ball. I said, December is the $10,000 ball. January is the Icon ball. February is the Garçon ball. I respect houses, especially house balls. I respect them. People didn't respect our house ball. And that's just being real. Our house ball will be in March or early April. Marcus, you will be the first person. As soon as I pay the money, you will be the first person that I will call, because I know that you will be the first person that will know about it anyway.
Can we get a receipt on the venue, Tony?
Oh, you know what? No, I'm just saying that, without kind of giving the free advertisement out,
they already paid for the advertisement.
You know.
They already paid for the advertisement.
No, I'm talking about other ball. I'm talking about other, like, it's the Midwest Awards ball at the beginning of March. Then you have Capitol. Then you have Philly Gay Pride.
Who?
March and April's packed.
Philly Gay
Pride. Okay, I guess.
Philly Gay Pride is in April, right, or March?
I don't know. I've never been.
It's in April.
What weekend in April?
You said who?
I mean, just so, because people tend not to think about those things, but, maybe they doing Philly Gay Pride weekend.
I can't sit here a lot, though. I have a question, though, for you, Tony. No shame.
Here she go.
So,
who is this?
This is Laura. No, I have a question for you, Tony.
I have a question for you, because this doesn't sound like, well, this sounds like Alexis to me.
Wait a minute.
Now,
I'm here.
That's Alexis right there.
I'm here.
Because that's who I feel some type of way with, Alexis.
Well, this is not Alexis. No, you fine, girl, Diddy. No, I just want to know, so since you're not having this ball in October, why are y'all waiting so many months, though, to have the ball all the way in March?
Because I respected the other houses that's having a house ball. Because you have November at the Mugler ball. I would not dare disrespect it. You have the $10,000 ball, which is Marcus' ball, which
December.
Is in December. January, at the beginning of January. And the beginning of January was the House of Icon ball.
No one going to that ball.
Don't say that. That's my gay son.
So ain't nobody going to that. Now I have to ask you something. Ain't nobody going to that.
All right.
Laura, let's move on. Laura.
Okay. James will be calling
at
5. Right. In February is the House of Garçon ball. I don't know. No house ball in March. No house ball in April. So I decided it's going to be out of one of them months. In the March,
right, and this is what I'm at. But historically, in March and April, are the Virginia Awards and D.C. Awards. Are you having it in either one of those cities? Well,
You said the Virginia Awards is when?
They generally have the Virginia Awards like in, it's usually March or April, and they pushed it back before. But historically, it's been in March or April. And
okay,
Capitol.
The Capitol Awards Ball is in March, too?
In April.
March or April.
March or April. Harold kind of varies.
The Midwest,
and Midwest Awards Ball is in March.
And the Midwest Awards Ball is the first weekend in March always.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, honestly, it shouldn't even be no fucking awards board this year either. But the House of Revlon board would be 2015, March 8th.
March. Right. Yeah, I mean, the end of March does is hold on, when is Vegas? Shit. Damn, it's a lot going on.
Yeah,
it's
in March. Oh, no.
Y'all need to get ballroom dates back.
If anybody knows anything about Rodney knows, when I make a date, Rodney, I always call Rodney. Do I, Rodney?
Yeah, you do.
I call Rodney because Rodney is ballroom date calendar in his head. So
he really
Rodney.
Not. No shade. He not. He not. He got hair back. He goes month to month.
Right.
So
I always...
Lately, because there's no balls I want to go to. And that's sad
right.
For me.
It's no shade. Okay, if the first weekend is Midwest Awards and the second weekend is Vegas, okay, that gives us a week to recover. And then if it's the last weekend or start going into April, I can see that. And then Easter's April 5th. Okay, that works. Easter's in April.
Yeah.
April sounds good.
You have an incoming call.
347-891, you're live.
I don't need you to announce me, bitch.
Oh, well, hold on. She played the music, and she set the number. So just because she don't know your number?
But did Marcus Rodney, Laura, Season, Michi, I would not be going, the House of Reverend would not be going through this if people start acting like Truman and stop doing late fucking faggot-ass shit. Because the House of Reverend have not done, if I've done something to them, I've done something to them. If I chop the individual, that means you deserve to get chopped. Stop taking everything to the heart. Judges need to start judging fairly and start chopping the people instead of leaving everything to Tony Reverend. Like I also stated earlier, I will not chop nobody else no more. I will not just give them the attempt because chop and ballroom scene doesn't mean shit no more. It doesn't mean anything. So it's unfair for the House of Revlon to keep suffering when we have not had a ball in a decade, 10 years. And we and Michi, Marcus, Laura, Rodney, Caesar, we have supported everyone within these 10 years. Can no one say the House of Revlon have not supported? We have supported everyone. And it's been a whole 10 years. And we're going to have a house ball. Just like every house have a house ball every motherfucking year or every other year. You know, we our house ball was on Columbus Day weekend. Out of respect, I did what I had to do. I called the person that I knew that was going to have the house ball. I did everything the right way. The same way we had to postpone our house ball this time, and I still respected everybody's house. That's just how I am. I'm not going to have a house ball and have a Mugler ball the same month. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to the Garcons. I'm not going to do that to the Icons, regardless if anyone feels that nobody's going to be there. The Revlons will be there. And the Revlons would be at everybody ball. Everybody ball. The $10,000, no, we're coming, but we know that the people's not going to let us win because we already at $10,000 house. But we definitely
That's not, when I make my next announcement, everybody is going to gag. I am, the judging and the way the winners will be picked will be totally different, and it has probably haven't been done in ballroom. If anybody think they're going to set this up, they're not messing up. They're not messing up my all this work that I put into it. You can hang it up. It's virtually impossible.
You know, but it's just,
the winner will be
it,
the winner.
And, you know, and people don't, and y'all don't have to say it because I'm on the phone,
we are due for a house ball. We are really due. Every house had three or four house balls. The House of Revlon have not, and the House of Revlon, a lot of people come from this house that's in other houses, that's parents and leaders in other houses. And we have respect everybody. That the House of Revlon, okay, whatever we have went through, ups and downs, but we still support it. No matter what we went through with any house, the House of Revlon was still there and still on the floor. No matter how much shade people give us, we still come and we still get on that floor and give our best. And that's just real.
Do you
we buy a table?
Do you think some people wanted this to happen? I mean, do you think people are happy that the ball had to get postponed?
I mean, a lot of people wanted to happen. It could be on the good side and it could be on the bad side. A lot of people probably didn't want to go to Virginia. I did hear a lot of that. A lot of people didn't want us to have a house for. I don't know why. You know, this house is 25 years old. This house have done more than a lot of houses have done. You know, this house has, and this is no shade to nobody, this house has real legends and real icons in it.
Oh, shit.
Okay, this house have broke records. This house have run categories into this ballroom thing. You have people that don't know history of ballroom, history of this house. You know, and parents in this, and just like someone said, Caesar, I think it was Caesar Amici said that I control my house. Yes, I do. But do other houses control their members when it comes to this house? No, they don't. Every house is the same. Every house has ups and downs. Every house will go through bullshit within themselves. You know, it's just like, okay, nobody want to talk about it, but I would talk about it. Like, we had three members that left yesterday. But these same motherfuckers that read this house.
I was just about to ask about that. Go ahead.
Oh, baby. No, you don't got to worry about it. I'll bring it on.
Okay.
The same motherfuckers that read this house, the mothers and fathers that don't give them chance, they are definitely in their inboxes. Oh, I'm glad you left the house. You need to come over here. Late, fake-ass motherfucker.
You're talking about the offers that Anthony got?
Huh?
You talking about the houses that offer Anthony position?
Oh, I really don't care. Because Anthony definitely called one of us today and said he's not leaving. No, yes, you are.
Oh.
I don't want you back. I'm not taking nobody back.
So who was the members that left besides Anthony?
Africa.
Hello?
He answered. He said Africa.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, who left? And Anthony is the only two? Why
is that so quiet? Well, we don't know the answer.
Oh, okay.
To my knowledge, yes. And
You said to your knowledge, Anthony and Africa was the only two that left.
To my knowledge, honestly, I'm to a point right now. If you leave, you leave.
I'm talking to Jasmine. Thank you. Go ahead.
But me being on this is not about them. It is what it is. You know, people will find out it's not good on the other side. Every house go through their ups and downs. Every house have problems. And that's just being real. You know, people leave houses all the time.
Yeah.
Bye.
You have any
more questions, Laura?
That was Alexis.
Oh, Alexis, the inside shade person.
What'd you say, Granddaddy?
The inside shade person.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, what you say? I'm sorry.
I said the one that throw the inside shade.
I thought the headphones ain't working. Hello?
Hello?
You know what I mean?
That cricket is horrible, girl.
I said who is that? You said Alexis, and I said Alexis, the inside shade person.
What inside shade?
The last time my members got on this phone call, on this radio show, and they were doing promotion and the inside shade that you were giving. They probably didn't notice it, but I did.
You know, a lot of times people take a lot of things I say as shade, and it don't really be shade. And I had this conversation with somebody else the other day. Everything I say is not shade. I mean, it's just maybe it's the way it comes out, but it's not.
I'm not saying
what
it was
did I say?
Shade. I'm not saying it was shade.
Oh,
not
okay.
Plain. I'm not saying I'm not finished the sentence. I'm not saying it was shade. The word shade alone. Shade alone means that if I'm being shady, I'm going to just throw out shade. You was throwing inside shade. That you have to catch the inside shade.
You
say she was being catty.
No, I mean, if that's what you want to call it, I call it inside shade because I picked it up. See,
Marquise only threw it for certain people to catch it.
Right, Marquise didn't pick it up. Africa didn't pick it up.
Alexis, we'll talk offline.
Okay.
Oh, you see,
no shade,
Marcus, no.
Well, we brought it up. Anytime that I, like, sometimes things can come off, and I was like, all right, even, like, when I say Laura, all right, Laura, we're going to move on from that. It was said one way, and you could interpret it one way, but if you read into it, it kind of can come off another way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you inboxing me, you want me to say it out loud?
Yes,
say
it out loud, shit.
Well,
right.
You kind of alluded to, they really weren't prepared to handle questions on who was attending and who wasn't. They were there strictly to read out the categories. You know, that's kind of what they did.
Okay.
And you went
to... No, Marcus, I just want her to know. That they didn't pick it up, but I did.
Yeah, they were called off.
Just,
right.
I'm just letting you know, Alexis, that I picked it up, and I don't do that to you, and I do not want you to throw inside shade to my house
because
I don't inside shade with you.
Okay, first of all, let me say this: it wasn't shade. I asked the question because that was the rumor that was. That was in the rumor mill. Now, contrary to people's belief, that's a lot of times that's what keeps the show going. The rumors. So
you see,
I put
but
the rumor,
you see,
I
say
on,
this.
Hold on.
I say this
hold
to
on,
Rodney.
Hold on.
I,
hold on. Hold on.
The icon, pioneer Larry Ebony presents the 24-carat ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Some of your cash prizes include Open to All, Tag Team Performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Open to All Realness for $1,000. Then Queen Face, Battle of the Goddesses. For $750. Butch Queen Senior versus Junior. Death Sign for $500. Hercules versus Aries. Tag Team Best Dress for $500. And J. Ralph Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. the icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony, brings to you the 24-carat ball. Ball goes everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. This ball is right after Saturday's club festivities going into Sunday morning with doors opening at 2 a.m., $20 before 3 a.m., and testing with Abounding Prosperity gets you in for free. Tables are $150 before September 15th and $175 after. Tables will be fully stocked. For more information, contact J-Rock Ebony on Facebook or visit Facebook for that page dated October 4th. And for more information on the prizes, go to www.dallassouthernprize.com. The 24-carat ball, all goes everything.
Boycotting. They're not
Hello?
Boycotting the show.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
Alexa was doing another line or something with somebody.
I don't
know.
Wait for Alexa.
It seemed like it went silent for
Alexa's
a minute.
Alexa, apologize, honey. Just apologize, honey. That's it.
I'm not apologizing for you. I'm not.
My thing, okay, can we just make can we just really clear this here? I mean, when we come on this show, we are commentaries. We are commentaries that come onto the show. We give we give information that is provided to. That is what this show circles around. We're not personally attacking anyone.
Exactly.
We're not coming from anyone. Anything that we get comes from somebody. So it's not us. We are delivering the information to the people. The people want to know. People are in all of our inboxes giving us stuff to say, why are we talking about this? Bring up this. Talk about that. So for all the listeners out there, for everybody, we are commentary. Just like when you watch The View, or if you watch the new show coming out, Be Real, or you watch any of these talk shows, they are commentary of what is going on based off of the information that they receive. Oprah is not sitting there with none of these people. None of these people on The View are sitting here personally with none of these actors and actresses, singers, and we are doing commentary. So it's you can't hold us accountable.
Sorry, Michi, we're going into record mode in 3 minutes. I do apologize. We all were in the dungeon while a commercial was playing. So, again, if you are listening from a computer, please call in and join us. Otherwise, we'll see you guys next week. The show will continue on, and you can continue by listening live. We're back.
This is what kills me. On Monday nights, we try to be – okay, let me say this. A lot of times people want to say things, but they're afraid of the backlash. Unfortunately, I don't have any house that's affiliated with me, so I don't have that much to worry about. But like Michi said, my point of view is just I'm on here to be a commentary for people who don't want to say what they want to say. They come to me in my inbox. A lot of times there are things that are said that we don't say on the show. But it should not be a personal issue if the thing is, if we have any discussions.
And I totally agree. We can't, you know, my thing is, I don't know.
I guess we have to have our teams on board, like Michi, when anybody says anything about negative. About Ebony here jumps to his defense, so he's already on the line. So I guess we all got to get a defense team.
Wait. Why you got to throw me up under the – why you got to throw me in this, Ronnie? Okay. But, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, hypothetically, you know, I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, and it's not you know, direct towards – let me make this clear for the listeners. I'm not directing this to – Tony or the House of Reverend, I'm directing this in a general statement. Again, everyone on this show, from Rodney to Marcus to Kelly to Alexis to the panelists of me and Laura, we are on here doing commentary. We are giving you guys a recap. We're giving you stuff that's going on in ballroom, stuff that's related to ballroom, situations that are related to ballroom. Nobody comes on here we don't sit there and plan out and talk on the phone and have side conversations. Okay, we're going to read this tonight. Oh, we're going to read her tonight. it's not that serious. It's really not.
And,
I don't
right,
need a,
and when you're
nobody
time,
on here,
Misha,
nobody on Misha. Here needs a radio show.
Right, and we also need to address. I know a lot of people listen to the show because you guys inbox and say, if you can laugh at other houses, when your house name comes up,
right,
you can be
right.
discussed too. Don't think because it's your house now we're picking on you. If your house is – if a member had a flopped ball, your member had a flopped ball. If you're whatever, you know, don't – if you don't think it's funny, you shouldn't listen to it. If you don't like gossip – don't support gossip. I just don't get it. And so to all these houses that keep inboxing Jasmine saying we're attacking them, we're not attacking you because if we said everything that came to mind about the events y'all have, we would really be some disliked people. I paid my money to get in your ball. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I'm only being nice because I have a ball coming up.
And the that way is, y'all and that is true. And that's the trouble for last year. I could be nasty about every motherfucking body ball because I go to everybody motherfucking ball, but I don't.
Right.
Which I
and
can't.
It's no say. It's no say. A lot of y'all balls, we really keep it cute. It's no shade.
Right. Y'all know
it's
y'all
no
didn't have nothing on the table.
And in defense of Jasmine a lot of times pulls our car and will tell us, okay, you're carrying. So y'all need to stop the shit. Jasmine does have her associates under control. Don't think it's not. So y'all cut the bullshit. This is what y'all want. Shit.
Well, what are some of the balls y'all kept it cute about?
Catch me on December 8th.
I think you'd be leaving
everybody
ball.
Okay.
Oh.
Speaking of December, bitch, I just got home and seen this heavy ass box. How many flyers were you gonna send me, Marcus?
Well, I sent you a 200 because I didn't know what else was going on. But you know.
Oh, okay. So I know what you're saying. But these flyers, if y'all haven't seen these flyers.
They are over.
And these categories, if y'all don't bring it right, y'all deserve to be chopped because this is
no shame.
What flyers are over for who ball?
No, the pandemonium. It's not a flyer. It's not a flyer. We're not gonna disrespect. It's a booklet.
It's a booklet.
They're professional. Then.
Is it the
it's
same?
It's a difference between
thing,
a flyer
Marcus?
And a booklet.
Marcus, is it the same picture that you showed me? That you the
yes,
the,
it's the same design, but it was printed and stapled and
oh,
you know,
Lord,
yeah, it was sent out.
That's no shame.
It's really nice. It's really nice, and it's a certain category in there that's calling my name. I can't wait.
Well,
this makes me want to walk.
Is it Doug Real and this J Rock?
No, see, but you did something that I like. With
see,
that.
I would have thought what he had at first, bitch. Yeah.
It's the same thing, Laura. Stop trying it.
No, my thing is, Marcus, by you saying Butch Queen every day versus Thug Realness, I haven't seen it in a while. Because some people don't fit Thug, some people don't fit Pretty Boy, some
exactly.
people don't fit Schoolboy,
yeah.
but they are everyday realness. That's
right,
you
just see them walking down the street and they look, they're just real. They don't have,
right.
cause Thug does insinuate dirty to me for some reason. I don't
it
know
does.
Why, but.
Or ignorant.
Right, when you say Thug Realness, it does insinuate dirty. So it could be the boy that works at Macy's that's selling you, or work at Foot Locker, but he's just a regular boy. But he's not
exactly.
quite schoolboy and he's not quite pretty. Right.
Marcus. Biggie Smalls and Tupac were thugs, but they weren't dirty. They was rich, motherfucker. So
you said Tupac
okay.
wasn't
okay.
dirty. Tupac wasn't
no,
dirty after he made millions?
No. Okay, you got different types of thugs, but you have different types of thugs. Sometimes a thug can be a person that you feel poses a threat to you. If you walking down the street and you see this motherfucker, you say, you know what, I'm going to cross the street. Because this bitch looks
I
idiot.
I think he mean more like Magnum Aga always winning grand prize at these functions.
Oh,
and I don't
no,
know.
That is not. That is
not.
I don't know.
You
better example. Dark skin versus light skin. Don't y'all think the dark skin person always beat the light skin person for thug realness usually?
Yes, because
yep.
they always
yeah.
got light skin as a
pretty boy
or either school
the light
or possibly
boy. For pretty
even
boy.
Even though I set dark skin. Salsa. But anyway,
J-Rock, you wouldn't be considered light. You would be brown.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure.
But like a light skin, like, you know, like a red person,
boy.
A red bone. Right.
Oh,
they
okay.
have a hard time with it, thug realness.
You off realness, J-Rock?
Yes, I've said a couple of people and I've won. And I am ugly.
Oh,
I have
thought we were just doing that for 2013. I didn't know we
J-Rock said, you are a $1,000 club winner.
And I'm also of the year for executive.
You won $1,000 win.
Word, J-Rock.
He won $1,000 in D.C.
For what ball?
The
Balenciaga ball.
Laura, J-Rock was part of the Redness crew that won at the ball.
But he's not part of $1,000 crew, though.
You didn't see, Laura. You didn't see. We just talked about that. I was just talking about, you know, inside
okay.
shade.
Oh, right.
Oh,
the thousand.
Okay. Laura, Laura, what you got to understand about me, Laura, is I slip through like a thief in the night. You never know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to bring it. You ain't going to even know who I am. That's why I don't have my face in everybody's face. So when I walk down the runway, you not even realizing who the fuck I am, unless you like Marcus
Alotti. You give me juvenility. I mean, you give me juvenility, like the rapper
but,
juvenile.
Oh, he gave you juvenile that
juvenile.
Night. It's no shade. I didn't even
want
to vote for him, but I had to.
You did not
well,
want to
I
vote
guess
for me
this
Marcus.
Is a good. I guess this is a good time for me to go ahead and explain to them how the scoring will work at Pandemonium really quickly. There will be tens and chops and things as such. However, for categories that are not – that where you typically stand in line and you're battling, you will be placed on one or two sides against somebody that's not in your house. There will be no judge, you give me 1-1-1. The judges are going to be told to hold up the color signal. So either you're going to be in the yellow line or the red line, whichever the judge is going to, in 3 seconds, hold their scores up, and the person with the most colors win. So there'll be no judges trying to decide and see who voted for who, because you're not going to have time. And if I notice you're taking too long to score because you wait to see how other people, you'll be asked to get up. This is going to help save time, but it's also going to prevent you voting for your girlfriend, trying to see how your girlfriend votes, although it shouldn't be too much of that going on anyway. So that's one of the ways that I can to combat, foolery
shade.
On the panel.
Oh,
well, I don't necessarily think it's shade because I guess the politics, sometimes you have to think about, have you ever heard, we got a lot of people walking grand prize tonight. We can't chop nobody because the girls might chop our house members for grand prize.
Oh, that's
well,
not stupid.
Fuck that shit. I need a cigarette. This one makes no damn sense. I'm shaking my head after my ass off.
Hello? Y'all didn't like my idea? Well, that's how it's going. Shade. And there will be a two-chop rule at the ball, just so y'all won't be gagging.
Oh, my God, not that again.
You know why?
It does work.
Because you know why?
No, it don't.
It does.
Marcus,
because you know why?
It does not work.
You know why I think a two-chop rule is works? Back in Paris and Burning, you did not see no 13 and 15 judges on no panel. You saw 7, maybe 5. It was really more like 5. So how does 15 people have to see you for a category?
Marcus, what I'm trying to tell you is that if somebody want to chop and they do one chop and let them, I guarantee you that one of their friends or whatever is on the other
Laura,
side.
Laura, it won't happen at Pandemonium because I'm plan on putting up panels. The judge is not gonna see each other. I have it all together. There is no girlfriends
so
tonight.
Are you gonna tell the girlfriends to put their phones away and turn them on? Office or something like that.
But they ain't gonna have time to do all that.
Now, if you
you are really coming. You say you don't like Naima conspiracy theories, but you are really thinking a bitch got time to text somebody, look at their phone, and
like,
oh, I'm going to chop this one.
You're not going to put me in the same bracket as Naima crazy ass, honey.
Private caller, you're live. Private caller, you're live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Y'all sitting up here pussyfooting around this motherfucking situation and saying, get Tony Revlon big on his phone, honey, because she's sitting up there. She came up over here and said that lady sent that video. Then man got on that phone and said, ain't nobody sent no video, honey, and it's fucking late. He owes him an apology.
He's
a motherfucking
say,
pie.
He did not say anything about answering no video. He did not.
Go in the archive, honey.
I don't have to. I was live on the show. I heard it myself.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't.
I think what happened, Ron, is the video brought up along the same time of Amp being mentioned.
Yeah, it was brought up, but he did not say Amp.
We didn't want to do that yet.
Cowboys out of bed.
Welcome to the NFL lineup for this evening. Tonight,
can I do my reggae night first?
No.
I told you Marcus was going to try it.
It's going to be a few minutes, Marcus. Just sit back and enjoy. Let's talk about this for a little while. During this time, we do have a lot of Baltimore people that are interested in football. So I told my
wife,
hold on, 2 or 3 minutes of the scores and highlights from today's activity. The football season actually started on Thursday night, which was the first game between the world champion Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers. And Seattle Seahawks stunk a mud hole in Green Bay Packers.
They did, yes,
they
did. They disrespected them.
Okay, we're going to move on to today's event, where we started with the Panthers, Carolina Panthers. Give a shout-out to Bruce.
Go Panthers.
Mm-hmm. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Carolina won 20-14.
Work, Panthers.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
San Francisco
Yes.
No, we're going to keep moving. The San Francisco 49ers beat up on the Town Girls of Dallas. Are you there? I'm in the line.
Bitch, I'm always here. What you got to say?
What's going on?
you must about to read the Cowboys in that game, that foolishness.
Yes, 49ers beat the Cowboys.
They beat the dog shit out the Spurs.
The Indiana Colts, Indianapolis Colts, lost to Denver Broncos 31-24. The Philadelphia Eagles had a nice day. They beat up on the Jacksonville Jaguars 34-17.
Even though they were down in the first half, they were down 17-0.
Yeah, 17-0. They came back. The Houston Texans beat the Washington Redskins 17-6, and they were boasting and bragging about the new offense and this and that, and still the same results from the last year. Going on to this, the L. And also, next I will go to the Baltimore Ravens, Antoine, Lily Rail, Valenciaga. The Cincinnati Bengals went down to M&T Bank Stadium and beat up on the Ravens just a little bit, 23-16. Chicago Bears.
Go ahead. Did you mention the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints?
No,
let him keep going.
Y'all shut up. That was yesterday. I thought we was going in order.
All the games are yesterday.
You'll get your chronological ass.
All the games are yesterday. There's a lot of games yesterday, Marcus. There's more than one football game. Come on.
I'm aware of that.
No. Chicago Bears, Marcus got me confused, lost to the Bills. 23-20. I'm getting something off my head, so y'all got to bear with me. So I will go ahead with Marcus. The Atlanta Falcons stun who that? The New Orleans Saints. In overtime, where time expired, I can't remember right off the end. Time expired. The game-winning field goal. In overtime. I'm sorry. It was in overtime. It was in overtime to beat them 37-34. So that was a lot of people on Facebook talking about that game. Falcons in New Orleans, definitely a great rivalry down in the South.
Work Falcons.
Also,
sorry, Papa Balenciaga.
Yeah, sorry, Papa. and all the Gulf Coast people that really like them that don't like anybody else. Also, the Jets beat up on the Raiders, 19-14.
That game was late.
The Patriots.
No.
One of my police officers worked for me. He's a Patriots fan. He always dogged me out. The Dolphins, Miami, crushed the Patriots, 33-20. So big shout out to y'all are doing things. So let's talk about Ray Rice. Does anybody want to talk about Ray Rice?
No, let's talk about how the New York. No, let's talk about how the New York Giants lost too. You failed to say that.
I forgot all about that.
Damn, you ain't forget.
The game was just on.
The game was just an hour ago, Rodney. Let's not.
I forgot all about that game, guys. Go ahead.
No, you didn't forget.
Yeah.
You tried it. Did the Bears run a mud hole to the Giants?
My Eli came up short today.
Rodney, are you not giving it up because you are a Giants fan, or which one is it?
I'm being Michi Ebony tonight. Can I be Michi Ebony right now?
No. I'm just Michi. I gave my disclaimer at the beginning of the show. I'm just Michi tonight. So, are you not arguing for the? Are you not giving the Giants record tonight because you are a fan?
The Bears
who have not won a series in I don't know how long stomped a hole in the Giants that just won a Super Bowl not too long ago.
The Lions.
Thank God. Well, thank God we're finished with that. Happy birthday, legendary angel prodigy. Happy birthday, Jocelyn. Happy birthday, BB Balenciaga. Enjoy your day, BB. And happy birthday. Well, I don't know these other people.
Happy birthday, baby.
I'm going to make
so rude
that you would know about. So we're going to call this the Solange and Beyonce fiasco. Well, Ray Rice beat up his wife in the elevator. I guess you'd say millions in the elevator again, causing more problems.
Did you see the video, Rodney? Did you see the video where he drug her out?
I see the video. Yes, he did.
She got a one-two combo. She got knocked in. He knocked her into the rail, and that's what really knocked her ass out.
Then he grabbed her body and laid it outside the elevator, but her legs wasn't completely out the elevator, so the door couldn't even close.
Wait a minute. So did they catch it on the video inside the elevator?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And the hotel turned it into TMZ.
Hold on. So that tells me that them god dang on cameras at North Carolina must got some tea.
On you, yes they did, Jay Rotha.
Not on me.
Jay Rotha got the tea with you and that child.
Oh, no, not me.
Girl, you couldn't do it in your room? Oh, my God.
So the MFL,
it was a leather pants. Marcus, it was a leather pants.
Initially, the NFL, because they only had the outer version of the incident, they had suspended him for 2 games for the NFL. And people thought that was kind of lenient and not the NFL not caring. But once the official video came out, what happened with inside as well as out, the Baltimore Ravens has released him from his contract and actually terminated him. And the league gave him indefinite suspension. So
I disagree.
Why do y'all think that's late, though? Let me tell you why. First of all, hold on.
Because his fiance, well, actually his wife, they keep calling her his fiance, but he himself has called her his wife. She came on and did a press conference tonight, and she addressed him as her husband. So they're actually married. They still together.
She said husband.
And she even said, I apologize for everything that happened on that elevator. We are both at fault for what happened in that elevator. So that goes to show
that's what beat women say, though.
Wait, but Michi, first off, she said that because he got the coin. She don't.
Hello?
He got the coin.
No, she said that
because
she's smart and she know where her coin comes
from.
Right,
she's smart, but he got the coin. That's what
she
I'm saying.
She said
he
what I
would have
said.
So
she said what
she
I would have said.
Yeah, she played a smart role, but I think the NFL
I would have said that I burned him before we came out the room. He had to do this.
Hold on. Stay with me, y'all. I think Maryland is a community state. She would have got half anyway, half of whatever he got.
Right.
Listen, I'm sure. How much money was he worth?
Oh, he's worth guac, baby. He got coined out. Coined.
Like,
I don't even know.
He should have a few million or maybe 10, 20 million.
More than that. He got endorsements.
Okay,
well,
Mama is going to have to. Mama is just going to have to go and open up a Chuck E. Cheese or Applebee's in Baltimore or something, honey, and make her money work for her.
That's it.
But Laura, remember
Krispy Kreme?
You said that's late.
You're going to have to invest. You're going to definitely have to invest. Hopefully he already
I was just saying this late because the Baltimore Ravens, for them to say, for them to kick him off the team or whatever, like for good or whatever, I think that's late because y'all already knew about this, but y'all gave him a 2-game suspension, but now that everybody else know about it, now y'all want to say,
oh,
we want to kick you off now.
I mean, no shade. Maybe he should build a hotel or something right out of the casino.
Like they tried it. No, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Another team going to pick him up. I bet you.
No, she's tainted.
He's indefinitely suspended from the NFL, not just the Baltimore Ravens. He's suspended indefinitely.
Oh, so that's the NFL then.
Well, that's fine because he's still paid, though. He's still paid for life. So, I mean,
wait a minute.
I would do a reality show or something. Pay it.
If they terminate his contract, then he don't get paid.
Right, he won't get no more money this year.
Are you understanding? He's paid for life, though. What I'm saying is that he's paid for life. He may not get paid no more from there, but he's already paid for life.
How
long did he play?
He's been in the business for
years.
Ray Rice is not a newbie to the NFL. He's been in the business for years, so he's already
been playing for the Ravens for the past couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what years, y'all? Y'all act like he's been playing 20 years.
No. Everybody's
talking
about
7-8 years.
Yeah,
that's long enough.
Okay, so.
That's long enough.
Okay, she probably got about 25, 30 million.
Yeah, definitely. And then you have the endorsements on top of that.
He nobody gets all her endorsements. You can wrap all that up.
That might be going now, but what I'm saying is that before then, what I'm saying is that you get the NFL contract. Trust your endorsements all the other years. Like, come on.
The money can be gone so fast. I mean, Allen Iverson was a millionaire, times over. He had Reebok endorsements, all that type of stuff. As soon as they ostracized his ass away, his money left, and within 2 years, he was bankrupt.
Well, Iverson was busy chasing trannies, though, too, as well, so that's another story, but...
because that's all I want to do, take that motherfucking punch. A nigga.
How do you have that much money and go bankrupt in less than a year? That is like,
because they don't manage their money wisely. Like, a lot of these people, they think that they have $20 million that they feel like they could spend $15 million or whatever, because they know they're going to have another million or so the next year, but then once they break their leg and they injured for life or whatever, then they fucked up. You know, then they don't have no more money because they spend at these strip clubs and everything else.
And they want to help out their girlfriends.
Right. And
they
want to
get their girlfriends jobs and have a 24-hour barber on call. And
paying for cute pussy and shit. Girl, please. And then the fish don't even stay long. They stay for a couple years and then they hit it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They could have got one old Butch Corny, honey, and I would stay with him forever. Shit.
But thank you, Jess. I enjoyed that my little NFL segment. Yeah, thank you.
Hiya.
Oh, Marcus.
In other news, it looks like the Atlanta Hawks will be sold because the owner wanted to send out racist email. What's tea?
Well, that organization was tired already.
Well, maybe Oprah should get this one. She ain't getting the first one. She need to put her and Magic Johnson. Oh, they need to buy this one.
But they're just like the Clippers. The Clippers organization is falling to pieces too, though.
Well, it was the Clippers, honey.
No, but you know that situation with that owner where he, when you remember that racist remark that he did over the season that just passed or whatever, like, it's a lot, and they already was losing money already as it was. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, that.
And then yeah, so, teams like the Dallas Cowboys gonna lose every fucking season, but yet people support them, which I don't understand because child, they are terrible. They are fucking horrible.
So we gonna talk about this $40 over this ball.
You gotta ask Jen.
We're just talking about the price. We're not talking about going. We're not talking about the categories. We're not talking about anything.
But the day,
okay.
Well, the boys, I guess they paid for a promo because I've seen it in the yeah.
No, they didn't pay for a promo.
You seen it in the barroom group?
Yeah, I just saw it in the official barroom group.
It wasn't flashed yet.
That means Jasmine.
I think Jasmine posted it. Or I might be wrong. I'm sorry. Maybe
no,
wrong.
You ain't
maybe
see Jasmine.
No, I don't think Jasmine posted that shit.
Y'all so fake.
She didn't post no shit. I know damn LA over this ball. Child, please.
Okay,
nobody knows the ball out there.
Well, I mean, if they paid for a commercial, she would know, but other than that, no.
Are you commentating? You commentating?
No. Miss Laura.
If it was $15, then Meech would be commentating. Once it get up to 30 or 40, that's
what the fuck? Here, Rodney, hold the fuck on, because you just tried.
Oh, he's not worth $40? I never heard him commentate, so I don't know.
Let me tell you this, honey. There's not an event or no one you could put on your event unless it is a celebrity that I would pay to go see in concert, that I'm going to give you $40 to come to your event. No shade.
$2015 is the year of $40 balls. I call it.
Lord,
okay,
what,
so Marcus,
what
are you going to go up on your price for Pandemonium?
No, so Pandemonium is already out, but baby, I will be talking to my team about future events.
What happened?
Y'all can suck a dick for $40.
Is that an Ebony boycott for the openness?
No, we're not boycotting no ball.
Okay.
The openness ball.
Well,
are you talking about my post? That I just asked the question of, okay, I did ask the question of, okay, $40 for the openness ball. My question is like, okay, am I being punked here? Like, it's like
how much money are they giving away? What's grand prize?
They're giving away $9,000 in cash prizes.
No. Let's not say giving away. They're advertising $9,000.
Hold on, Marcus. One thing about Martha, she's gonna have that coin. If it's advertising that, Martha's gonna have that coin, Marcus. Now you know that. No shame.
I've been to openness balls that haven't finished, dog.
Okay, again, if the ball didn't finish,
so
that
means advertised.
That has nothing to do with the promoter if the ball didn't finish.
What you mean?
It
got nothing to do with the promoter if the ball gets shut down.
The promoter part is the ball.
Marcus, you didn't give out $1,500 for the people's choice, so was that your fault?
And that's why I tried to give it away. Let me be clear.
Let me log out. Because
you keep going there. I'm about to seal you. You keep bringing up You're going to let me finish. Out of seven or eight balls, you name one ball where we ran out of time and we didn't finish and the money was advertised. It was giving them the option to get it the next day. How many balls have your house members had where the money was
Hold on. This has nothing to do with, we're not talking about my house.
No.
Let me finish.
So I had to go for somebody else.
Let me finish. I didn't. We're not talking about my house, Marcus. I'm just speaking.
Well, you've never had a ball or a successful one, so I couldn't come for you.
Whoa.
I had to go somewhere that you could remember, somewhere that you could relate to.
That is true. I'm not gonna give these girls my coins for what? No.
As I said, I said what I said. If you're going to bring out one ball where grandpa's was not given out.
No, I'm just, well, you brought up, I'm being the devil's advocate in those shapes.
But you're not being
the
devil's advocate. That's not the
same situation.
It's not
the promoter, Marcus. No. Marcus, it was not your fault. Just like anything that else that finished for anybody else.
Ultimately, it is your fault. As the promoter, it is your fault.
How is that? Okay, so you said
everything
it was your
falls
fault.
On the promoter.
So you saying it was your fault that it didn't get put out to people short.
It is ultimately my fault. I should have been a little harder on the commentators and told them to move a little quicker. Yes, it is my fault.
So
I am the.
Well, Michi, have you?
No,
did you call,
thank
say,
you. Good night.
You
God bless you all. Remember whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom, whatever fall, hotel, or motel.
Yeah, did you do that, Michi?
What y'all, is going on
no,
in the room?
Y'all not finna attack me. Y'all not.
Can someone in L.A. or somewhere out there have a bar that really moves me to make me want to come out there? Because I've been wanting to come out there. Y'all know I have fun every time I come out there. But ain't really nothing to move me to say come.
Girl.
It will have
to yeah. Are y'all in the official ballroom? I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
What's going on?
Baby, Michi and Jasmine Prodigy is going at it.
I'm trying to find out where Smooth is. I've been looking for it. Where is it at?
Yeah, I saw that. I told my son already to just don't respond no more to her or whatever.
Yeah, that's Laura's child, Michi's now. Michi Chanel is Laura's child.
No,
switch
yeah.
Board. What are we? You say you love how we're doing this. What are we doing?
Keep it cute, me. I heard that.
I love you, Laura.
I love you too.
Which thing? I'm slow.
But don't say Michi read the fuck out of Jasmine, though. But I was. But they just need not to do that. They need not to do that.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean.
He
did. No sign.
I don't know what's going on with these femme queens this year, but it seems like they just want to, like, just pick fight or argue just with any, like, just whoever, just, like, you know, just whatever. Like, I'm not getting it. I don't know what's the, I don't know if it's the moans or.
Laura, I think we should all put up on our timeline,
you know,
hashtag save our ballroom girls.
I'm serious because
it's
starting to
like the girls
annoying.
Are carrying more than the boys.
Yeah,
no.
Like you got the Mia Ebony child. You got the Mia Ebony child and the boy Rico from Maryland, or whatever that situation, or whatever. Like it's just too much. Like,
girl,
it's
put me back.
Serious.
Put me on mute. Switchboard.
I have a question to all the butch queens that actually like the girls. Are you attracted to the girls because you're attracted to them, or are you attracted to them for what they can do for you or what they do for you?
Marcus, you must have read that post.
This.
The boy said that she paid him.
I'm going to say this, and I'm not nobody for what they do. I can't. What does a butch queen, a gay male that likes other men, see in a femme queen?
Okay.
I mean, Alexis, internally, maybe they see themselves as men.
See, that's no. The problem is that most of these butch queens that date these femme queens, they end up getting up in drag, just like this child that just happened to him. And I don't get it. Like, they end up, fucking with these femme queens, and all of a sudden they got a wig on, and they on Eros, and then they on Backpage with wigs on. Now they doing dates together. Yeah, it's stupid. It's just stupid. It's stupid.
You know what?
I don't think so.
What do you think, J-Rock? Well, you like femme queens, J-Rock. Go ahead.
I feel like this. Some people, I mean, maybe I'm just weird, because some femme queens can turn you off. Some butch queens can turn you off. Some real fish can turn you off. Some people just attracted to the actual person. I don't think it has nothing to do with them being a femme queen. I mean, I know they got tranny chasers.
What I'm
but
saying,
I'm just saying
is, if you, if this is how I look at it, and maybe because, and me and my sister, like me, Vonna, and Kelly, we all have three different tastes, so that's why we probably get along so well. And I used to ask somebody the same thing, like this boy, this gay man that's attracted to another man. What is it about you that I don't understand it? Like the gay man, like he's a gay man.
I don't think I'm attracted. You know what? But
if
my thing is,
if I want something with a wig on, I would date fish. Like I would just date fish. I don't get it.
But
like,
you know what
I'm
though?
Gay, I want dick and ass. Like I want boy. I want a man. You know, I don't want no thing with titties and a wig on, talking about hey boo. But then at night time,
you know
they
Laura,
want to stick their dick
but,
up in my
but,
ass with titties on my back. No bitch.
You know what, Laura? But
well, maybe
you know
what,
Laura?
That's a fantasy of some guys.
That's
okay.
No, but you know what, Laura? Laura, but you know what, though? Some men don't give a damn what they stick their dick in, so we ain't going to even really go there. But what I'm saying is I'm the kind of person that's attracted to people's, like, spirit or either, like, your, like, the person. Like, I'm one of them people that will date an ugly bitch. If I like her, if she cool and we click, I will date her.
J-Rock, yes, you will.
Do you get fucked by a femme queen, J-Rock? Do you get fucked? Are you, like, what's your position? What's your sexual position with a femme queen?
Honey, a top, he said.
It would have to be that's
or a female figure.
Shut your ass up. I've never had no femme queen top me. I have topped the girls.
What about drag queen?
I have topped the girls.
No, J-Rock tops the girls, Laura, and it's no shame, honey.
And
they said,
for the boys.
They said my breasts got beat. That will make
so
them leather pants pop open.
So you top
for the girls and bottom for the boys? And bottom
for
the
boys?
No,
it's across the board.
No. My thing is, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've already said this. I'm just one of them people that, okay, if it came down to sex, I like putting my penis in hole. So it don't matter what the hole is. I could put it in your ear hole. It don't fucking matter.
So in other words, pussy ain't got no face.
Thank you.
Oh.
Put a bag over it. I don't give a shit.
Okay, they must don't stay overnight then, J-Rock. They don't stay overnight,
J-Rock. Yeah, this topic is really going left tonight.
It's a little trash talk, Butch Queen Owl, whatever you want to call it, but...
Marcus, would you ever have sex with a transsexual?
Please don't say Butch Queen Owl because I don't want
Marcus
to call in.
Oh, Lord.
You said, have I ever had sex with a transsexual?
Yes.
No, yes. I haven't.
Would you ever? Like, would you?
I can't say I wouldn't because I have found a certain girl attractive.
Warning! Free! Alert!
No chick. I think, like, for example, I think
in that instance, I was more attracted to her being, I think it was more her being an intellectual than her being, a girl. It wasn't like I wanted to see, because I've slept with fish before.
Right.
That wasn't the problem. It was more of, excuse me.
Okay. Go ahead, Marcus. Ain't no wrong with no pussy.
And that's another one. I don't understand that one either.
What?
You don't understand what?
You don't understand what?
How do you, Alexis, how do you know you were gay if you never had sex with a woman?
Wait, Alexis, you don't understand what? Because I had sex with fish plenty of times. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
No shit, I have too. It ain't been but 9 months for me.
I'm sorry. A female has
to. You got to get it once a year at least.
I don't care what anybody says. Boys that walk around talking about, oh, I got a pussy. No, you don't, bitch. No, real pussy
is
on a fish. You have an asshole. And any boy that says that you got a pussy, I will not even talk to you. Like, bitch, please. That's not a pussy. That's a pussy.
Why you want to talk to him, Laura?
Laura, we were talking about this today. And I hope nobody takes. Why? Why do the Latino boys want you? Why do they want to moan like bitches and say,
they
papi,
drain me
like,
out.
What
they
the fuck?
Ooh, papi.
Y'all are so nasty. Them the ones I don't deal with. Them are the ones
really?
I don't.
No, they tricky. They can be. They can look so.
They be like punta. I want to be your punta. Ooh, tu punta. That means like you want to be my bitch or whatever. Like, come on, like girl.
With me, let me say this. Let me say it. With me, any the femininity of guys. Like me and Mickey had this conversation a couple of years ago. Butch Queens, like I just look at them as my sister, like my girlfriend. There's nothing we can do, nothing.
Well, hold on, Alexis. In playing devil's advocate, the person that you call your husband, you would never have with?
Which one?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It hell, man, no, actually, you know what? No, it's no even question about it, no.
Well, while we're on this topic, too, you know, the girls said they've been getting married. And I don't want the people to think I'm bitter, but how do you get married to a man and then y'all broke up or y'all arguing? And I just don't get it. I thought marriage meant forever or damn near forever.
Well, okay, you know what? I'm going to say this. Marriage, back in the day, it didn't mean forever. It meant for better, for worse, through sickness and health, till death do us part. But those vows don't mean much to people anymore. I remember when gay marriages was becoming legal, a lot of people said, okay, the divorce rate is about to go up. Because look at them. They changed partners. Like, so me and somebody was talking today, and they was like, oh, so-and-so loves a year. So I thought they had a boyfriend. I was like, well, they was arguing, and they was like, but they was cheating. I was like, well, I don't have nothing to do with that, you know. But it doesn't have any significance.
As
you know
they
what, though,
change
Alexis,
partners
but,
like they change their ass phones and say, I
but you know what,
it,
though,
I
Alexis,
don't
you know what? I don't believe that. A lot of people put a lot of stuff on gay people. I done been on a ship with nothing but men. These motherfuckers cheat on their wives. Some of my shipmates have had five wives.
I'm not talking about straight.
Oh, because I'm going to say before it went legal for gay people, nobody was really getting married anyway.
No, what I'm saying is when my grandmother and when they were getting married, it was for longevity. You understand what I'm saying? Now
right, and they said to death do them part. So
and they
probably
stayed
have...
together. And you would look at some shows, and even some shows, they was like I was looking at Power the other day, and the mother was saying when she realized that Ghost was cheating on her, the mother said, I knew about it. I knew about it for years. But she stayed married to him.
And you know why? You know why? My grandmother told me one thing when my grandfather died. She said, your papa was playing in the North, and you best believe I was playing in the South. But nobody knew.
No, people knew.
But
nobody
cared.
I
don't know. I just laugh at the Butch Queens. They go get married. You go get legal papers drawn up.
And then break
you
up.
You know, so, and then not even break up. You on the computer reading them. This motherfucker
right.
ain't no good. Yeah.
I don't get it. I think it's stupid. Like,
I stayed together for 10 years, so I don't think a paper have anything
wait,
to do with it.
Wait, you said what again? You said what?
I was with someone for 10 years, and it didn't have nothing. I didn't have no paper, no nothing.
10 years? Oh, wow.
10 years, never left.
Did y'all ever cheat
no,
on each other?
No,
well,
no time apart, no
have,
nothing.
Shall I say? Did you ever?
You,
what do you mean no time
should,
apart? How can you make it without any time apart? Like, I don't.
We never.
Oh.
No time apart. We just, that's the way it was. It was a routine.
So y'all
I came
was up
home.
On each other every rip?
Yep.
Oh, no, ma'am.
You
oh,
have
no,
an incoming
no,
call.
No.
All right, you guys, we may get disconnected tonight. We just got a message about a system update. So if we do, you guys have a great night, but you're more than welcome to continue listening to us talk. Let's not forget September 27th, Watch the Throne in Washington, D.C. Then the following weekend, we'll be in Dallas for the Everything Gold Ball in Dallas, Texas. And any other advertisements? Well, look out for the Revlon Ball coming in 2015. And let's not forget Pandemonium. All right, let's go back to trash talking.
and log on to www.dallassouthernpride.com to see all the other events going on that weekend.
Who the fuck won the room, bitch?
Kirk has not got one yet. I plus one guy, I can't help.
J-Rock, I was with somebody in the Bahamas for like 3 to 4 years, right? And, like, they wanted to live with me or whatever because they were staying with their parents. So they wanted to live in my place or whatever. And I was like, no, ma'am. But then I finally gave in because it was like, I mean, just because of the situation. And it's just alone. I couldn't deal with it. Like, you know, when you get
is that the one
that
beat you like that, Darren Hall said?
Baby, no one ever beat me. What are you talking about? No one ever beat me, baby.
Keep it.
Oh, Marcus, don't do that. Why do? I thought you were talking about a certain fight I had like years ago. That's why I was wait a minute. You tried that. You ate that.
But to all these girls that are thinking y'all going to get these iPhones. My girlfriend that was at Apple said they're on to y'all tricks and schemes. If you try them on Tuesday or Wednesday, they're going to try you right back.
Forget the aftermath with the cocktails. Me and my boys, my family, will be definitely having something for you to enjoy after pandemonium. So make sure you're down there with us in North Carolina. Thank you.
Oh, Laura, I don't know if that was Laura or Alexis that said was y'all under each other all the time. I just thought about something.
Yeah, it was me. That was Laura.
We was never, you know what, I hate, when we left the house and we went to the club, that motherfucker could be on a whole other side of the club and I could be on the, I hate that. Like, y'all at home all day, why the fuck do people...
Well, I
you know
even be at the club. To be honest with you, I don't even do clubs like that. Like, I'll do a bar or something like that. But at the end of the day, I don't even be with my lover at no bar, really. Like, I like to have my own group of friends. I go out with my own group of
right.
friends. They go out with
right.
their own people. I don't like to really, you know, like, I can't.
Am I the only one that thinks people in relationships
can go to the club? I do not think the club is for people in relationships. It's for single people.
I don't think it's just for single people. I mean, people in a relationship are entitled to have fun. So, I mean,
they should have dinner parties and stuff.
You know what, Marcus? I just thought about something. You remember, you know, like, down here we have a lot of shows. You know what I'm saying? So when you go out to go see all the shows, and then after the show, it's the club. You going out with all your kids and all that stuff, and they want to see you out. But then when they stopped having the shows, I was over the club. I just stopped going out when the shows stopped.
Bitch, I'd be damned if I go by love to some drag show. I'd be damned if I go to a drag show, period. Dude, never mind.
Have you been to the one in Atlanta, Laura?
Yeah, I've been to one of those shows where I saw Stasha, Raquel, and all them, and that was entertaining, but I don't like it because them girls be fighting down up in there. I can't be bothered.
No, it's really like that.
Them girls be carrying in there. No, they do. They be carrying, like, booty and all them. No, ma'am. No, thank you. I'll pass.
Miss Sophia has a way of entertaining the crowd.
We've never been in
that show. But then again, I love pageants, so...
I miss
and then on top of that, then there'd be cute boys in there. And then when you see a cute boy, and then when the drag is up there performing or a femme queen, then you'd be seeing them. You'd be seeing the cute boy. All of a sudden, they get all this into the drag performance, and they be moving their mouth with the words. So I'd be like, oh girl, I'd be over it.
Do you know what you be gagging at? You have a cute boy on your Facebook, and he's cute, but bitch, he had that pageant with all that motherfucking stage makeup on, and you be like, bitch, you a casket ready, bitch. It don't even be Mac. What is that block makeup they be having on?
I'm about to show you some scenes. When I first came to the ballroom scene, you know who Javon Chanel is.
Javon
tried to talk to me when I first came to the ballroom scene. And when I tell you, bitch, I was like, okay, he's kind of cute. But then when I saw what he did, you know what he does, I was like, oh, no, man. I was like,
Well, he was more masculine with it.
I didn't like it.
It's Derma Blend.
I didn't like it.
Javon Blend.
Derma what?
Derma Blend.
They need to start wearing that shit. That shit be looking under that, with them lights, they be looking casket motherfucking red.
It's something else that they use, too.
So, child.
I know there's a bunch of black opal.
You see, look like
you
know got what?
You gotta, you just gotta see that right. You just gotta see that right entertainer. Like some of them entertainers, they bring it like they in a pageant at every show, and those are people I like. Like people that put on a show and they look like something.
You know what?
Okay.
I like the females that. Well, I like the female figures that do it because I'd rather see that. But as far as the male figures, like I'd rather like Rodney or something like very masculine. That doesn't. I can't see Rodney painted with all this makeup on, carrying on like a lot of them do.
You haven't seen his show?
I've seen a couple of them, and he seems like he does regular. Like just he did like some R&B stuff, like just some. Regular.
Rodney be lifting.
Laura,
you never seen Rodney drag show?
Laura, have
Rodney
you ever seen Al Malone?
Yeah.
Okay. Al was when I first came out in when I went to Sweetheart. I went to a pageant and Al came out and he did something, but I was so intrigued because I was naive to what you know. I didn't know it was whatever, but I was just like, oh my god, he's so fine. You know, and I was just fell in love with him. But when he got off stage and you got to know him personally, you was like,
right? Because that's a part of the king's title. You're supposed to be selling masculinity,
right? But I still love Al to this day. And this other guy named De'Arion, he's from Jacksonville. He was another guy that I love. He passed, but I mean, it was just like. It's like you, like Marcus said, it's their stage presence. That's when they get on stage. Mm-hmm. That's what they're giving you. But I don't do male pages anyway.
So while we're on that topic, what do y'all think about the lady that got life for injecting the girls?
I don't think that was fair. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think that was fair.
Yeah, I think she got a bad end of the deal. She
should have got a lawyer. Bitch looking
like
at
I
her.
Was,
I don't
was,
think that
but,
was fair either.
Like
I she looked.
Like I said before, you have a choice to lay on that motherfucking table.
Exactly. No, actually, it's the coffee table.
Right.
Oh, the coffee. Bitch.
I think that's late. I really think they fucked her with no grease.
Yeah. I think they could have gave her maybe 2 years or 3 years or something. And then
they weren't playing with her.
But this
people
is my thing. And like, okay, that's your fault. You got on that table.
Okay, yeah, you did get on the table, however, but you didn't know you was pumping her. She was pumping you with no fixer flat either.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you this, Michi. If you get on that table, first of all, if you make the choice to go black market, you gave up all of your rights.
Right, you are taking a high risk. You are taking a high risk.
So if anything happens, that's on you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I hate when girls be like, I mean, you know, the people that was complaining or that dad or whatever, they say, okay, they got pumped with semen, and their girlfriend was like, well, that girl shouldn't have pumped her. No, bitch, she shouldn't have laid on that table. She shouldn't have done fucking research. She should have did. First of all, why would you let somebody pump you that look like that anyway? So when you look at somebody, that's like going to the dentist.
Right,
because
you can look at her.
That's like going to
the
dentist, and your dentist don't have no teeth in his mouth.
Right.
Would you let him work on your teeth? No.
Hell no.
Hell the fuck.
When she went to court, she didn't look that bad.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
She looked normal.
Marcus, you are Marcus.
Well, she looked better than
the
other one from Florida. She looked better than the other one from Florida. I'll say that.
That's like if you go to somebody's house to get your hair done, and they put a color in your hair, whatever, and your hair fall out. Bitch, whose fault that is?
Right.
Okay, well, hold on, because there's some people that, no shade, I be seeing them working in shops and doing hair, and I be looking at their hair like,
wow. Right, the barber shop and the beauty salon.
But no shade, they send their customers out of there looking like a brand new makeover.
My
mom
used to get on me all the time. Girls that be going to these shops that have, like, psoriasis on their scalp and everything else, and then, bitch, when they get to these shops, they be, like, complaining and talking about why their hair falling out. Well, bitch, you already have a skin problem, so it could be whatever issue. They could have already issues or whatever going on, and, I mean, that's not really the other person's fault, per se.
I just think
do your research.
Once you go to a black market for silicone, first of all, you shouldn't even go to black market for silicone anyway.
No.
Granted, the girls that used to do good work are probably no longer doing it, or they only do certain people. But once you make that decision to get that done, that's on you. Because if anything goes wrong, then it's like, well, you know what I'm saying? You spent your money to go lay on somebody's bed for them to pump you whatever and close you up with super glue. Like, come on.
Like I always tell you girls, if you start looking like Daffy Duck or you can't open your mouth when you trying to laugh or smile, you can't open your mouth, that means to stop. Or if you see your cheeks sagging and looking all crazy, stop. Just stop. Know when to stop. If you feel your seal is shifting to your motherfucking thighs, stop, please. That's not like your blood. That's not like regular. It's not regular. Like that means something's wrong. That don't mean to keep adding on. And I think that's what the girls do nowadays. They just add on and keep adding on and keep adding on until they just, I mean, just have a one-on party with themselves. Because sooner or later, you're going to regret it. When you get about 35 years old, 35, 40, you're going to get it.
Speaking of it.
We listening?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Oh, I thought you were saying the right name. I was waiting, bitch.
Oh, ooh, Alexis.
She don't play like a red nose. Like a red nose.
Like this thing right here. Like, for example, this thing. Enough is enough, but she just want to keep going. That bitch looks like, I tell y'all all the time, she don't. You cannot tell me she don't. She look like Daffy the fucking duck. She looks fucking crazy. That bitch naturally like Bozo mixed with a duck. Now, Miss C, when you like Bozo and you like a clown and a duck, bitch, stop. Just stop. Bitch got dents all in her motherfucking ass, Miss C. Her motherfucking kneecaps are dark brown and with the rest of the child. Let me just be quiet. Let me just, like, girl.
Yes. Yes, Dad.
Child, she looks horrible.
So.
And they got the Oh, and then she had a raggedy motel, too. Oh, Mr.
Ballroom things that make you go, Laura, you go first.
This is my fucking carpet, bitch.
Ballroom things
that
make you go, Laura.
Things that make me go, is girls that wear labels and then they wear all this black makeup, but yet they sit at a hotel with us, sitting at a dingy room, like looks like a Motel 6 or something.
Thank,
but yet
thank you, Laura. Thank
and,
you. Thank you, Alexis.
I
can't keep getting up right there.
Bitch, and her toes is overlapping her shoes. Oh, let me say, I cannot.
Laura, look, take a break. Breathe.
Think you make you go, when you go out your way to book transportation for someone and you get an option of doing one thing and then after you book it for them and call them and tell them, then they get mad.
Yes, Bobby, you ain't that way.
Well,
ballroom things that make you go, two big dick freaks that date each other.
Two what?
Never mind.
Try again.
49.
I missed it.
Things that make you go, balls that were supposed to start in the next 2 to 3 weeks, but then due to fertility issues, they want to move to 6 months later.
For clarification purposes, that was Laura and not Alex.
Okay, for disclaimer.
I want to break it up, but I don't know how.
When so you bought $1,000 club and it was 8 of y'all that won a ball.
That's ebony to the teeth.
Excuse me. Oh, hold on. I am still waiting on the receipt where the Florida Awards Ball donated all that money to charity. I am still waiting on the receipt.
Thanks for making you go.
Things that make you go, girls that want to go to court and point fingers at everybody else but themselves. Handle your situation.
Ooh.
Hey. Y'all the fool to still talk to them.
Mm-hmm. I don't talk to anybody, honey. I'm a smart bitch.
You go.
Look, we got 2 minutes left.